Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Drill. I'm reloading! Yeah! Hey, 100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome to the show. Hold on. Let me cue up the background music. Ah, gotcha. Uh-oh. Some of that C-Merc. What'd it do, homie? I guess that's how we're gonna start it off tonight. You know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody to the show. Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host Blizzum. Didn't have a show on Thursday this week. Last week. Feel me? Had a lot of stuff going on, so just couldn't be in two places at once. It was an impossibility. You feel what I'm saying? So until I get me another reliable co-host up in this motherfucker, you know. Once again, I just about to put an application out. I don't know where Omen P. Rage is at, but he can't be here. Or actually, I know where he's at, but he can't be here. So. Application for employment back on the table. Pay attention. You will be paid with free alcohol and some other drug of your choice, I guess. Except crack. I don't do crack. No, I'm just bullshitting. If you want to co-host, man, let me know. Holler at me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's all good. All right? That's what's up. Welcome to the show, everybody, man. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzum. You understand what I'm saying? You're rocking with the best of them. You feel what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure that everybody understands the rules and regulations of the show. Once again, it is a Monday, so therefore, it's Mash a Motherfucker Mondays on K100. Yeah! Your chance to vent. Your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? This is the episode where we let people call in and just pretty much go off about some old bullshit. You understand that they've been going through, but also we do have a specific topic, and that is episode 92. All right, self-prejudice. That's what we're talking about. Okay, 100 today. Self-prejudice. All right, but before I get into that, everybody knows I got to run down how the show works. Okay, so pay attention. You dig? K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around here. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm an artist and a producer and an engineer myself. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. Shout out to the homies, Big Swole, P-Reg, Bish. You know what I'm saying? All my people that's fucking with Chainless like that. Shout out to Team Striz and all these guys, okay? Everybody that's down with Chainless Entertainment, my own independent label. I say that to say this. We play music on the show, okay? This is a talk show format, all right? For the most part, we do a lot of talking and, you know, get the opinion of the people. Put some information out here to the streets, you understand what I'm saying? Get people to engage in real live conversation, not the shit that you might hear on a show like Oprah or one of these other little pansy-ass goddamn talk shows. We talk about stuff that's kind of relevant to everyday life, you know what I'm saying? We deal with a lot of issues with African-Americans because my demographic is about 95% African-American. But one time for all my white listeners and others... I got love for y'all the same. And actually what I'm talking about today, I'm going to just need for you to pay attention to what I say. I want you to everywhere plug where it fits you. Okay? I'll say that, but I'll get into that when I get into the synopsis. Anyway, we do music here at K100. We do play music, all right? We only spin independent artists. And with that being said, if you're an artist or you know an artist that sings or raps, you know what I'm saying? We deal in hip-hop, R&B, pop, spoken word, neo-soul, even gospel. Okay, if we got a subject that's pertaining to it, all right. Please send your emails to k100radio@gmail.com. All right. Once again, that's the letter K, the number 100 radio, k100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address that you can send your music in if you want us to run with it on the show with K100. Now, we have we do have some standards over here at K100. You understand what I'm saying? With that being said, you can't just send us anything, okay? Make sure that whatever you send us is of the hip-hop, R&B genre, or spoken word, neo-soul, something like that, you feel me? But for the most part, we'll spend it. We don't have any really strict rules or regulations. There's no payola over here. Okay, we all about the independent artists. Only thing I don't do is I don't spend big name artists, and I don't spend total trash. If your music sounds like shit, and I mean, it's got to be really bad for me not to run it, because I understand I'm dealing with independent artists, and everybody doesn't have a big budget to go to the big studios and afford the $1 million beats. But if it's just so whack, I can't even listen to the first pass, the first 10 seconds of it. Of course, you know. And I'll tell you this, I'll hit you back on the email. I'm like, yo, you know what? But before you go back to the drawing board or send me something else, I can't rock with that. But that hasn't even happened yet. I played everything that somebody sent me because I understand the cast is out there struggling. My show is all about pushing and holding up the independent indie scene. Okay, I give a fuck about the guys with the big deals and all that. I don't give a shit, okay? This is my show. I run it how I want to. Now, I know people say, well, that's how you get sponsored, blah, blah. Look, fuck all that. All right? I'm all about the independence. Yeah, those guys got budgets and they got FM radio and all these other outlets and shit, videos and BET and all that shit. Okay, hey, that's good. Over here at K100, we play hot music. We just play it from the cats so that you may not have heard of them. Okay, you don't know them yet. Got some music gonna play from the homie from the homie O-Dub, Milwaukee, I think he's from. Yeah, homie's got some great music. I'm gonna run some of his shit tonight. Don't get it fucked up. I got a lot of people sending me music now. More and more people's coming in with the music, so I'm rocking with the homie O-Dub's music tonight. Of course, you'll hear music from Chainless Entertainment time to time from the show, of course, because I got my own independent label. You'll hear some music from me, myself, Blizzard, my homie Big Swole, my homie P-Reg, of course. Of course. It only makes sense. Why the fuck when I play my own shit? Kill yourself, dummy. But, I do show love to all independents. So once again, K100 Radio, that's the number. I mean, that's the email to send your music into the show in an MP3 format, people. Stop sending me Windows media files and shit. Waves and stop it. Stop it. MP3. That's not MP3. I'm not even going to open them. So I'm going to email you back and tell you to send that shit back in an MP3 format. Okay? Moving right along. Be our friend on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. All right? And also subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store. All right? MySpace.com/K100Radio. If you're on Facebook, if you're not my friend already and somehow you still listening to K100 and you're not a friend of me personally, kill yourself. But just in case you don't want to be my friend, you just like the show, that's cool. Do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger up, that's the logo for the show. You can't miss it. It's unmistakable. Like the page. Suggest it to your friends. Alright? That's what's up. And also, last but not least, if you're an iPod user, Apple, iPhone, or anything like that, if you use the iTunes software for any reason whatsoever, subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes store. Go to the home screen up on the podcast. Do a search for K100 Radio. You see the middle finger. Do it. Do it now. Totally free. Best way to get the music. Best way to get the podcast of the show, the replays, in case you can't catch us live, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. All right? The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. I want to welcome everybody that's already on the line. Did y'all miss me? I know I didn't have a show Thursday. Had a couple people ask me what the fuck, Blizzum. I mean, damn, shit happens, man. And should I get me a reliable fucking co-host that can run all this shit over here when I got somewhere else to be and I can't be in two places at once, damn it. This is how it's going to have to be. But I'll make up for it today. It's Smash Motherfucking Mondays once again. And episode 92. Now, let me go ahead and welcome everybody that's on the line. 832, I see you. That must be the homegirl from Texas, because she come on here and she just hit the number one off the top. 361, I see you too, you next. What's up, 843-850-404-678 and 770. All my people that's on the line early, welcome, and I really appreciate that support. Thanks. I hope you missed me. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. Be sure to hit the number one on the screen. On your keypad, and listen to the prompts, and let me know if you want to holler at me, all right? All right, let me go ahead and run this synopsis down. Episode 92, you dig? Self-prejudice. Class in session, motherfucker. Now, I state, for those of y'all that don't know, I state a synopsis. I read this little breakdown. This is what I send out over my text messages and my email blast and my Facebook blast to the people to let them know what we're going to be talking about. Okay, 100, I do this for every single episode. Okay? If you want to go back and check some of my old episodes, you only have to go through and listen to each one. If you just think it might be something that you want to talk about or something, you could just basically read the synopsis of what we're going to be talking about. And that's the main reason For those of y'all don't know why I do this whole thing, where I read the synopsis and let everybody know what we're talking about, that's why. Because everybody can't catch my show live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, because they got shit to do. So this is the easy way for them to go to the show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, okay? And look at the shows, read a general description of the shows, and it might be something that they're interested in. Therefore, they can pick that instead of having to go through all 90-something episodes of the show. All right? That's why I do the whole thing with the synopsis and everything, all right? And so, without further ado, episode 92. Now, since I'm a black person, I'm reading here. Since I'm a black person, and that will never change, I have no choice but to be okay with it. Although, some are not okay with it. You know, you got your Clarence Thomas and stuff that wish they wasn't black, I think. That's just my opinion of the brother. But anyway, Michael Steele and all them guys. You know, you got people that's ashamed of their own people. And it's not just black people. You got white people that feel the same way in other races and nationalities and social groups, okay? But since I'm black and that will never change, I have no choice but to be okay with it. But and I am with it. 99% of the time. We have our moments of greatness like any other group of people, all right? But sometimes, the bad in a few of my beautiful black people can be downright fucking embarrassing. And I mean it. Some of you niggas, I don't know what to say. I'll tell you what inspired this show in a little bit, but I'll read on. Have you ever had a moment where you wish you wasn't black? Or, pay attention, if you're not black, insert your race here. That means every time I say black, if you're white, insert the word white, Hispanic. If you're gay, you can put gay in there. It doesn't matter. Just your race or social group, just insert it everywhere I say black. I'm using black because I'm black, people. It only makes sense, okay? Have you ever had a moment where you wish you wasn't black? Make no mistake, I am proud to be black 99% of the time. But, man, you know the saying. Hey, niggas and flies. You know the saying, niggas and flies, man, I despise? Yeah, sometimes black people can do some shit and you just be like, ah, damn. Have you ever watched a news story that made you think, damn, man, why they had to be black people? Shit was just some shit. It's just purely just stereotypical of some nigga shit. I use the word nigga, by the way, and bitch, and a lot of other words that you might find offensive. This is K100 Internet Radio. It's unfiltered, uncensored talk. If you got a problem with that, hang up now and kill yourself. But I go on. Have you ever watched a news story that made you think, damn, why they had to be black? I have already defined on my show what prejudice means, okay? And I'll tell you again. It's a preconceived notion or assumption without knowing all the facts. See, well, I have a whole bunch of those when it comes to my people. You know what I'm saying? I have a whole bunch of preconceived notions about my own black people, all right? And I'm wondering if you do, if you're white or whatever else. Or if you're black also, do you have these same self-prejudice about us? And like I said, white, whoever else, insert your race and social group there. Now, do you have some preconceived notions about your own race or social group that are negative? This is what we're talking about, the negatives, all right? All right, we're talking about the negatives tonight. We know we got a lot of positive shit. You know, black people got the most rhythm. You feel me? Black guys, quote-unquote, have the biggest dicks or whatever the fuck you want. I know all the positive, but I'm talking about the bullshit tonight, all right? Talk about the bullshit tonight. Now, what about relationships and living conditions? Do you think all black men are dogs and all black women are gold-digging drama queens like ATL Housewives? You think all our sisters act like that? Do you think living around too many black people is a bad thing? I hear black people all the time say, I don't want to live around too many of, quote, us. Like, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? You don't want to live around too many of us. You don't want to live around too many black people. Like, what is that? So if you ever heard another black person say that, they need to be calling this motherfucking show. They need to be dialing 347-934-0966 and getting on the line with me. Because you obviously have some self-prejudices. If not, you would never say anything like that. I don't want to live around too many of us. What is us? What does that mean? What was the last thing you saw or heard that make you just shake your damn head at your own people? All right? You just seen some shit. And I'll tell you what inspired this particular episode. I saw an episode of the first 48. And this is what goddamn started this whole show. Fucking ridiculous some shit niggas be doing. What are some social prejudices that other people associate with your race or group that you find hard to argue against? I.e., are a lot of black people lazy and have criminal records? Lazy, I don't know, but criminal records? Black men? Are blacks materialistic? I don't know. Bling bling? Can you pay my bills? Do all blacks have kids out of wedlock and make property values plummet when too many of them move into in a neighborhood? I don't know. Know a lot of people that got baby mamas and baby daddies. How about you? Are we notorious crabs in the bucket? I don't need I say more? The question, this question and more, plus it's Mash the Motherfucker Monday. The vent day for K100. And so this is also, on every Monday we let you talk about what we're talking about specifically, which is episode 92, Self-Prejudice. But also, every time I take a call, I will let you, in fact, mash a motherfucker. Yeah. Your boyfriend, your baby daddy, who whatever else. Or maybe me for having this fucking show. I don't know. But I'll let you go ahead and vent and get it in, all right? So I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune in to the show. All right? I got one call. Well, I got a couple of people on deck already. But I'll go to the first one. 832-576. You're on the air with K100. You're rocking with the best. Holler at me, man. This is Blizzard. What's going on?
No, Junior. Hey.
What's going on, man? I got some Nunez Jr. to spend tonight on deck. You know, I got it on deck. So since you're on here with me, I'm going to spend some Nunez Jr. I'm going to spend some of the homie Old Dubby. I'm going to spend some of his shit tonight.
Old Dubby, Milwaukee, 414. What it do? What it do?
Yeah. Some of the homie tonight. I don't know if he's going to be able to tune in, but I'm spending some of his music. I'm spending some of your shit, too, since you tuned in, of course, to show that love. You feel me? I love that one joint I spent. You weren't here when I spent it, but I like that one joint. Tell you how I feel. Yeah.
Tell you how I feel inside.
I spend the ones I like. I know you sent me a lot of them, but I'm playing the shit I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, listen. This is your show, and you got the right to do what you want to do.
Oh, because Nunez Jr., it's all good, right?
Hey, and if they don't like it, kill yourself.
Okay. By all means. Now, welcome to the show, homie. Let me go ahead, because I got a couple people raising their hand already, so I want to go ahead and make sure I grab all my calls, man, because people have been jumping on me like, nigga, I've been on hold for fucking 30 minutes, and they've been hitting me up in the inbox for that bullshit. Kill yourself, man. Stay on the line. Put the phone on the street and sit it down. Goddamn it, have a coconut style, motherfucker. Smoke a blunt. Okay. Now, Nunez, of course, I want to ask you the main questions of the show. And then we're going to get into Mash Motherfucker Mondays. Oh, you want to do the Mash Motherfucker first? It's up to you. Let me know.
Hey, let me go ahead and mash Motherfucker. To that nigga concept in Minneapolis that pulled that pistol out to my eyelid, nigga, why was you most scared of me when you had the gun to me and I was unarmed, my nigga? Why was you most scared of me, my nigga? Like, what? Like, where they do that at, man? You know, because I know niggas in Minneapolis that get down for real, man. You know, you had a pistol to my head because you was jealous that my shoulders was better than yours, homie. And you was shaking, my nigga, like, what's up, homie? Like, how you pull a pistol out on me and you ain't used that motherfucker? Call it what you want to call it, dry snitching. Call it what you want to, homie. But, you know, one thing that you was dumb about, downtown Minneapolis got cameras everywhere, man. You know, the white people got you on camera. You know, I ain't going to say your real name because I done found that out too, but they know who you are and they looking for you. So if I was you, I would hide. Now, I didn't mash him. He mashed himself. You heard me? Now, let's move on to the next thing.
Hold on. First of all, fuck this nigga. Because I know for a fact that you good people, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I know this for a fact. You feel what I'm saying? So if a nigga got a problem with you, my nigga, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I question this nigga credibility off the top officially on K100. You feel what I'm saying? Without having to go into too many details about what happened to my nigga, what went on, you feel me? For whatever, like you said, it might be just simply jealousy. But this is all the way going back to the whole crab in the bucket, and this is all about the motherfucking goddamn show. You feel me? This is one. Yeah. This is the motherfucking example of niggas and flies I despise. You feel what I'm saying? This fucking hate. This bullshit, a nigga actually getting mad about something simple like that, and then pulling the motherfucking pistol out, and then on top of that being a bitch nigga, you gonna pull a pistol out and then you don't use it, whole nigga. So what you pull it out for? You might as well got to fighting or whatever if it was like that, if you really just had a problem. You feel what I'm saying? But,
right.
Fuck, I'm definitely 100% gonna mash this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Because, I mean, unless a nigga really just got, you know, disrespected or tried doing some real live street shit, all that was unnecessary. So definitely mash this nigga one more time. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Officially for K100 and for you, my nigga, because I'm like, for real? And I don't even got to know all the details. But I'm like, even still, my nigga, unless it was real blatant disrespect going on and some crazy shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
The nigga don't know me. I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? I don't bother nobody, bro. Nobody.
Right.
You feel me? You know, the nigga was upset because I come all the way from Houston, and I got 300 people in that bitch that came specifically to see me, and nobody came to see him. His own hype man ain't even come to see him, man. That's fucked up. You heard me?
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah, definitely mash this nigga in, dog. Well, one thing about it, dog, I got to say, I'm glad you're here, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad the shit didn't go where it could have went. You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes coward niggas pull out guns and goddamn shoot just because they scared or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You understand? It really wasn't even that beef. It was really the fact that the nigga was scared. He could have took your life real easy, my nigga. So, goddamn it, thank God that you're still here, my nigga. One more time, I'm going to clap to that. And, my nigga, I'm taking a motherfucking shot to that as we speak right now, nigga. I'm taking a shot of my motherfucking goddamn 1800 silver right now. Goddamn it. Goddamn the Lord looking out for my dog, because I know you good people, my nigga. And I would have hated for anything to happen to you, my nigga, after I just met with you, just connected with you, because we got big things to do. You understand what I'm saying? We got shit to handle. You understand what I'm saying? So, big ups and big, you know what I'm saying? I'm just glad that it worked out the way it did, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, let me go ahead and get into the motherfucking episode so I can take the rest of these people raising their hand and shit. But that's some real live goddamn shit right there for y'all motherfuckers out there listening, thinking this shit a game. You see, hate comes from everywhere, my nigga. And this is the exact type of bullshit that I goddamn ran down in my motherfucking synopsis. All we crabs in the motherfucking bucket. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you what inspired this whole motherfucking episode before I get to you, Noonie. Everybody, hold on, man. Don't go nowhere. 347-934-0966. Chill out on the line. God damn it. Sit back. You know what I'm saying? Roll up one. Throw me on speakerphone or whatever and listen to what I'm going to tell you. I started this whole motherfucking episode because I saw an episode of the first 48. And if you know, you watch the first 48, which a lot of niggas do, you see a lot of ignorant shit on there. Snitching, blah, 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 all kind of shit. But I saw the episode when the nigga so-called killed the nigga, the other dude and his wife in front of his kids and shit, you know what I'm saying, went in there, aired them out in front of the goddamn three of their kids and shit, and their little niece, you feel what I'm saying? And then, that in itself is some real life, just ignorant shit to do. But then, after this nigga, after get out there the hood and everybody know that this is the nigga that did it, you feel what I'm saying? Not only do they have this nigga back, this nigga get killed not too long after that. And instead of saying, well, damn, goddamn it, eye for an eye, justice served, the whole motherfucking hood saying R.I.P. to this motherfucking nigga who just shot a motherfucker and his wife right in front of his goddamn three kids. But they praising this nigga like he God because he was, quote unquote, a real nigga. Makes absolutely no sense to me. It was real embarrassing for that to be black people involved in that nonsense. I know it's up in the hood. I know it's up in the projects. I know a lot of people going to call in today and say, man, it's more about class than it is about race because you got black people don't act like more. But listen, man, at the end of the day, when they black, they black. Fuck all that crazy shit, all right? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it how I see it. When I see niggas doing dumb shit, I'm going to say it is what it is, and I'm black. If I see it black, I can't disassociate myself with them just because they live in the projects. Well, that's a problem we need to fix at the end of the day. So now, Noonie, going on to you. Has there ever been a time that you just seen black people do some shit or act so dumb that you just like, man, I don't know. It's almost, you was like almost embarrassed to be black at that moment.
Yeah, man, like I was in the military and I was in a unit that was mainly white.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, they didn't even know that I was listening to the whole conversation about a news report that was going on.
Uh-huh.
Basically, some niggas was beating up this one little nigga in Chicago. He was
uh-huh.
he was a high school student, and about 40 people beat this nigga to death.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about they beat him and beat him and beat him. Beat
uh-huh.
him down, bro. Like, they beat him so bad. And, you know, what I ended up finding out that the dude never bothered nobody. The only thing he did wrong was be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, he witnessed a murder, but he never snitched. He never said nothing. He never reported the crime, but because they knew that he was kind of close to the area, and listen, they even found out that the nigga didn't tell nobody, but they still beat this man to death. He was 16 years old. He was an honor roll student. he had lost both of his brothers and his father to murder and his granddaddy to murder.
And they
beat that boy to death.
I think I know. I remember that story because that was not too long ago, right?
Right.
Right, right. That was not too long ago. I remember. I remember seeing that story. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing that story, man. And so when you let me ask you this, bro. Everybody, welcome everybody to the show. My line's filling up. Welcome everybody. 347-934-0966. I'm on the line with my homie Nooney Jr. By the way, make sure if you're my friend on Facebook, you friend him, and I'll let him give his information out later on in the show if he can stick around. But I want to make sure. When you heard that story, when you seen that, you know, what did it make you want to, like, if you say you was in a unit full of white people or whatever, and you said it kind of made you kind of embarrassed to be black, all right, did you feel like you wanted to say anything, or what did you do? Like, did you just kind of, because every time that happens to me and I'm around a whole bunch of white people and I see some ignorant nigga shit happen, you feel me, I just feel a little cringe. It just cut me deep, and I just be wanting to just, I don't know, explain and tell me we all ain't that fucking crazy and shit, but it's like, what can you really say? They sitting here watching it themselves. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they didn't even know I was listening, bro, and like nobody really took it upon themselves to say nothing slick. But when I came in, I had caught the tail end. Well, actually, I saw the whole thing, but they didn't know I saw it. But when I came in, and they was just like, you know, they had a meeting and shit, and was like, all of us brothers, and when they say brothers, they mean everybody in the military, no matter what color. We all need to talk to each other and make sure everybody is all right. And I know why they did it was because of what just happened.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
And like nobody even took no kind of shots or nothing. Like they didn't know I was listening. They was like, damn, that's messed up, man. You know, I'm glad that didn't happen up here to our people. Like, they didn't say, oh, yeah, them dumbass niggas ain't shit. They didn't do none of that at all.
Right.
You know, they was basically just thanking God that it ain't happening like that up here, that they glad that everybody can work with everybody. And it just made me feel like, you know, every time black people always blame white people, like, you know, you can't do that, man. Like, you got to take the responsibility of you know, on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stop blaming the white people for everything.
Exactly. I will say that. Now, let me ask you this. There's a couple of questions that I want. And I'm going to ask every caller. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Welcome to K100. You're on the air with K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzon. 347-934-0966. And make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. And I'm on the line right now with my homie, Nooney Jr. You know what I'm saying? He had an incident happen to him. You know what I'm saying? Some coward drew down on him by some bullshit. So we already mashed that motherfucker for that. You understand what I'm saying? But thank God the brother's here. Now, let me ask you this, bro. We already know that there are some negatives. Every single class, social group, race of people have some negative shit that is a general assumption about them. And the name of the show is Self-Prejudice. And, of course, once again, for everybody who didn't hear me, my synopsis, the definition of prejudice, okay, the definition is a preconceived notion or assumption without knowing all the facts. So what are some prejudices about black people that you find it hard to argue with about with other people when they bring it up? Like, when they bring up certain things, you can't, and you be like, God damn, you know, actually, this motherfucker kind of right. But, you know, you want to defend your people. You want to say that, you know, all black people ain't like that. But when in reality, in the back of your mind, you kind of sort of know that actually, yeah, niggas is kind of like that for the most part.
Well, like, when they say that, you know, and people can get mad at me all they want to. I'm not saying 100%. But when they say that black people are lazy, when they say that black people just want to have babies and just want to live off of the system, when they say that you can't even get into a debate with a black person because they're gonna probably try to punch you in the mouth or they're gonna try to shoot you, when they say that black people, are always aggressive, when they say that black men don't take care of their kids. Like, I can argue, and I can say that I don't do that, and I can say I know somebody, but in reality, like, more than half, more people than not people I know are doing that.
Right.
You know, they are guilty. And then, you know, somebody can argue and say, well, you don't know nothing, Nooney. Man, I done been all over the world. Like, I've been everywhere. I've been, like, 5 different continents.
Right.
You know, I see how people are in different countries. I see how they are in Cleveland, Atlanta, New York, Houston. It don't matter where you at. Like, black people are black people, no matter what. And now you have your higher class, but it's not many of them. It's not many of them. So
right.
I can't argue. When people say that stuff, all I can say is I don't do that.
Right, right, all right. I understand that. That's my thing with the show. You feel what I'm saying? My thing, and what I want to get everybody to understand it before I even go any further. I know that everybody don't fit these stigmas because I take care of my kids. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? But I know a whole bunch of niggas that don't. You feel me? So when somebody make that bullshit general statement about black people, it's kind of hard for you to sit there knowing in the back of your brain that I got more homeboys that don't do right by their kids than do. How can I sit there and argue these motherfucking other people down? You feel what I'm saying? How can I do that? How can you really justify doing that? Really, I'm going to do it at the end of the day. I'm going to try and stand up for my people or whatever. But in all honesty, sometimes in the back of my brain, man, I'll be thinking like, ah, damn, you know what I'm saying? I wish we didn't have these stigmas. I wish it wasn't that way. But a lot of times, man, you know, hey, man, what can you do? What can you say? It is what it is, like you just said. You feel what I'm saying? So do you fire back? Do you take up for us, bro? Or do you just shake your head and be like, you're right?
Sometimes I do fire back depending on the situation, but if, you know, life is all about the way that you come at somebody. If you come in intelligent and you say something that makes sense and you don't sound like you're trying to be racist or nasty, then what can I say?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Like if a, you know, for example, if a woman called me and called me a cheating ass bitch, but I ain't did nothing wrong, like, you're not going to get no good vibe from me. But if you come at me and you say something truthful, and you can still call a person a cheating ass bitch without calling them a cheating ass bitch.
Right.
If the
right.
shit is true, what can I say?
Right.
If I'm a rational person, what can I say? Now, if I'm irrational, if I want to sit there and deny that black people do not go around shooting other black people every day in my city, then I'm a fake ass nigga. Because in Houston, Texas, it happens every day, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. From Mexicans and from blacks. We kill each other.
Right.
Every day in Houston, Texas. Every day in Minneapolis, it happens. Every day in Milwaukee. Every day in Chicago. Every day in New Orleans, Miami, Jacksonville. In Jamaica, it happens every day.
Right, right.
Period.
Right.
And you can't say it. You cannot deny that. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. It's the truth.
You right, bro. You're right. So one last question, and I'm going to ask everybody the same questions. Welcome everybody that's on the line. 444-84, I see you. I'm coming to you. I got a couple people in front of you, but stay on the line. I'm going to get to you, all right? Give me a minute. I see you, Key. I see you, 713. I'm coming to everybody. Now, one last question. Let's go ahead and get into some, you know, what about relationships? When it comes down to black men and black women as far as just in relationship-wise, what's the one thing that's negative, you feel me, that you really find it hard to argue about when it comes down to our people?
They say niggas are dogs and half of niggas are gay, undercover. I can't argue.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Living in Atlanta, you really can't argue with that motherfucker.
But you know what?
Living in this motherfucker,
hey.
You cannot argue with that shit. It's a lot
but
of
you
gay
know
motherfuckers.
What? It's not real. Atlanta is just a place where people are going to show it more. It's everywhere, bro. It's Brunswick, Georgia. It's Dallas, Texas. It's everywhere. These niggas are fags. These niggas are getting fucked in the booty. These niggas are fucking niggas in the booty. They getting their dicks fucked by niggas. That makes sense. And I don't knock nobody for that, but I'm just saying, when people say that our hood is sick and our hood is messed, it is messed up. We are mentally fucked up. We do not understand containing anything. Like we all we do is break shit down. That's all we good for. That's what it
right.
seems like.
Exactly. I understand,
you know,
what you're saying.
And as far as women, I don't really dog women out, but what I will say about a lot of women that I know, I think they used to be good. I think they might try to be good, but I also think that they have been affected so much by the things that have happened to them from their daddy or from their family or from other men that they are just dogging every man out there that comes their way.
So you think a lot of them are drama queens then? I think when people put the stigma to a lot of black women are kind of like full of drama or materialistic, I find it hard to argue with that because I know so many sisters that are like that. I know all the women on the line gonna raise their hand and cream me. But I'm listen, ladies. Well, once again, me and my brother right here, we going with the numbers. We going with the amount of ones that we know that do fit these prejudices and the amount of ones that we don't. And I have to, when somebody outside looking in says that, I find it hard to argue when I know for a fact I know more of them that fit the goddamn line of the prejudice than motherfuckers that don't. Alright? This is motherfucking K100 Radio, man. You rocking with the best, Blizzum, okay? This is real motherfucking talk. We pulling no punches. We goddamn keeping this shit 100. I'm on the line with my homie Nuna Jr. This brother just had a pistol pulled to his face this weekend over nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So, listen.
And this ain't, and you know what, bro? This ain't the first time it's happened.
Right.
And, bro, I ain't never been the type to start fights. You can ask anybody to know me. I don't start drama. I don't start fights. I don't talk shit about people. I mind my business. I done changed my life. Even when I was doing wrong, I only did wrong because I was homeless as a child.
Right.
But I joined the damn military, and I served the country. I was doing things to keep America safe. And when I come back, I want to go to school. I want to throw shows and legally pay people from legal money. And this is what happens to me. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just me. It's nice young women who get raped for no reason.
Right.
That's not right. That ain't right.
Right. All right.
And it happens from another black man. A black man or a black woman is doing it. It ain't no. I mean, I'm not saying white people don't rape black people. But I'm saying, bro, when these niggas getting raped out here on Martin Luther King Boulevard, it's a nigga doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's who doing it.
All right.
Serious.
So I'm gonna go ahead. I'll leave your mic open, Noon, if you can. If you got some background or whatever, let me know. Just if you keep the background low. You know what I'm saying? You the homie, so you know what I'm saying. My homie Noon Jr. also has a blog talk radio show. Real quick, I'm going to the 713. Can you real quick shout out, tell the people how to get to your show, homie? You feel what I'm saying? And I'll leave your mic open and I'll answer all the reasons. I got about 7 people raising their hand. Go ahead real quick.
Hey, leave it open and I'll make sure that know it's gone. But check me out on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Noonie Jr. That's NOONIEJR. And my show come on right after the big homie show go off. And if you need that number, you know, it's 347-934-0213. That's 347-934-0213. If you want to add me on Facebook, all you got to do is type in Noonie Jr. It's going to say Noonie Jr. Savage Life Entertainment. That's NOONIEJUNIOR. And we're going to have a topic called when is enough enough and how far will you go for a loved one? Jail, crack, alcoholism, abuse, all that type of stuff.
All right, homie. Appreciate it, man. Of course, I'm going to leave your mic up for staying on the line. All right, here we go, callers. We're running them down. Let's get it. 713, you're on the air with Blizzum, K1 Internet Radio, also the homie Noonie Jr. tonight. It's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. If you got anything to vent, and also episode 92. We're running it down. I'm going to be playing some music from the homie OW, the homie Noonie Jr. tonight. 713, you on the air. Holler at me.
What's good?
What's going on, homie? What's happening, bro?
Man, you know who it is. Your boy AJ, 54, Texas Lounge Avenue. What time it is? Stand up. Noonie, what up, baby?
What's happening,
what's up,
man?
What's up?
All right, homie. And AJ, I got him all over, man, all over the country. I got all kind of area codes on the line tonight. All right, homie, you heard what we're talking about. I'm going to try and run through this real quick because I got about... Now I got 8 people with their hand raised up, so they want to talk, and a lot more people on the line. So, first of all, before I go any, got anybody you want to mash? It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Who you want to mash?
Yeah. Once again, I want to mash that bitch-ass nigga who pulled that pistol on my cousin. You do that whole ass shit down in Houston, you get your whole family mopped, you feel me? Fuck
right.
All that whole ass shit, man. If you be a real nigga, be a real nigga. Don't be a South Tommy fake-ass nigga, dog. If you going to pull that motherfucker, use it.
Exactly. We're going to be mashing this nigga all night. I see this now. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Now, episode 92, bro, self-prejudices. You heard what we was talking about. You understand what I'm saying? How do you feel? How do you handle it? How do you take it? You know what I'm saying? When you know for a fact that you may love your people. You may be proud to be black or whatever. That may be true or whatever. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
a lot of the negative shit that people say about black people and shit is true. And if you're on the line, if you're listening on K100 tonight, if you're white, then just take this and apply it to your people. If you're Hispanic, if you, gay or whatever, just apply it to your social group or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And run with it. But we since I'm black, and 90% of my audience is black. I'm just saying it from a perspective of black people. When you hear, first of all, what do you do? What do you do when you hear somebody, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying, basically saying, you know, black people is this, this, and that, and actually you know that shit is actually kind of sort of true. Do you defend them? Do you kind of just, you know, how do you handle it, first of all?
Man, the way I handle this shit is basically point blank, period. If the shit true, it's true. If it's something I agree with, I'm going to agree with that shit. But if not, I'm going to have to go ahead and battle it out. But nine times out of ten, man, when they say certain shit about certain people, man, it's actually the truth. Because half the time, you know what I'm saying, most niggas ain't never had nothing in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And you know, with the society how it is now, half the motherfuckers don't even care about their future. Half of them so stuck on fucking on bullshit and fantasy and all this other shit that's been set up by other people for us to follow, that they don't even realize that they've been fucking stupid.
Exactly. I commend you on that. Okay. So now, what was the last thing that you saw, like a news report or some instance or anything that you saw that made you just goddamn shake your head and damn it, just feel like, damn, boy, I'm embarrassed to be black at this moment right now?
Okay, well, shit, down here in Houston, man, we just had a dude who he killed this girl, you know what I'm saying? She was 8.5 months pregnant. You know what I'm saying? He stabbed her to fucking death. You know what I'm saying? And then he killed some other people at the same time. And the reason why he killed her, supposedly, is because he didn't want her to be with nobody else. He fucked up. She didn't want him back. He ended up stabbing her to fucking death. She ended up crawling to her fucking mom's house, ringing the doorbell and dying in her mama's arms. That's some retarded shit.
Black man, black woman, black on black, huh?
Black man, black woman, black baby. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
They could have been the next president. You never know what the fuck. No, that's the problem, you know what I'm saying? Most black people, you know what I'm saying? We got a black president in the White House. I just thought I'd never live to see that day. You know what I'm saying? And as the people, that should help us rise up. That should make us want to do something positive. That should make us want to get up off our asses and be something. Instead of gangsters, thugs, pimps, you know what I'm saying, crackheads, dope dealers, you know what I'm saying, all that social stereotyping that they give us anyway and try to be something better. You know what I'm saying? It's something more than being a fucking athlete. It's something more than being the fucking dope man. It's fucking more than being the, a rapper, not hating on a rapper because I want to be one too. You know what I'm saying? It's more to life than that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get your fucking mind right. Get your shit together and let's rise as the people. Goddamn, I mean, we need to stick together. Goddamn, we need to be at the top of the ladder. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when I was growing, we used to be, you know what I'm saying? It used to be white, then it used to be black, then it used to be Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why Hispanics was at the bottom of the totem pole at the time because they worked so fucking hard. But then niggas got comfortable and they got lazy. And then now you see it now that the labor pools, you got the Mexicans driving the trucks and the niggas in the back jumping, fighting, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, a position. And I don't understand that. You should be wanting to rise up. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? We got a black president. Wake the fuck up, people.
All right. I understand that. Now, before I move on to the next caller, what is one prejudice? What is one social negative prejudice about black people that you find it hard to argue with every time it come up?
Oh, man.
What's the one? Every time somebody say this shit about black people, you goddamn be like, man, at the end of the day, it make you mad that they're saying that shit about niggas, but at the end of the day, boy, you ain't got no win with that argument right there. Because you know for a fact that shit true. What's the one?
Oh, man. It's got to be hands down lazy.
Noonie, hey Noonie, you say the same thing. Like niggas is lazy, man. Niggas really lazy like that. Y'all know this. I don't know, man. I find it hard to argue with you, dog. I know a lot more niggas who sitting around bullshitting, not doing, than goddamn out here go getting it. And that's in every aspect.
Put the motherfucking Asian at the same job with a nigga. Asian gonna run around that bitch 27 times. Ain't gonna be happy.
Matter of fact, put a Mexican at the job and pay the Mexican $2 or $3 less, and he gonna still outproduce your motherfucking ass. I can give you that one. It's fucked up.
All right,
hey, put a Mexican that can't even speak English. He's still gonna outdo your ass.
All right. So what about as far as relationships about black people, like, you know, all black men is this or all black women is that? What about that? And then I go to the next caller.
Oh, man, I got it. I know a whole bunch of women going to cuss me the fuck out, man, but a whole bunch of black women, you know what I'm saying, not the ones that are independent, but the ones that stick with niggas, most of them is lazy than a motherfucker, too, and they like to use motherfuckers, not necessarily just the man that they're using, but they also use the system, they also use their parents, they also use their friends. You motherfuckers are users. Users.
All right, man. I got a lot of black women on the line. I know some of these numbers. I got about 10 people raising their hands, so let me move right along and get to these people. All right. Hey, man.
All right,
hey, man. I appreciate it, bro. All right. Of course, Noonan, your mic's going to stay open. And remember, if you stay around, I'll come back and open up everybody's mic for the after party if you can, AJ. All
okay,
right.
So, you know, I'm going to stay there and check it out, man. I'm going to stay there and fuck with y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm listening.
All right, for sure. One time for the homies. All right. Next up, Key is on deck. What's happening, Key? 404, you on deck. 404-484, you next. 850-748, you after Key, you after that. And 718, oh, I see, that's the homie game. I'm going to get to your game. Don't go nowhere, homie. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. I'm getting to you. All right, King, what's happening? Welcome
back to
the show.
Am I the first female? Am I the first female?
You're the first female, baby. But, of course, you are one of the K-100 faithful. You understand what I'm saying? One of the officers in this army. You understand? What respect is due. Now.
And obviously an exception to a lot of prejudices.
Well, I will give you that. Some of them you do fit. You got quiet on me. I'll break that down in a minute. Now, of course, it's Smashing Motherfucker Mondays. You got anybody you want to mash? Go ahead.
I don't have to. You know, I always want to mash my job because they're a bunch of fucking idiots. Got me working on this holiday, and we just doing a bunch of bullshit around here. But, you know, it's cool. You can pay me twice to do nothing. I'm
okay.
Good.
You want to mash the job. Okay, what about that shit you was talking about on Effie earlier?
Yeah. Real quick,
you want to mash this
guy?
Okay.
Oh, he a cool dude, but he just got a thin dick. I guess he can't help that, though. Damn it, man.
Cool guy, but you know.
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
But you know, I'm going to go ahead and mash you real quick. You said on the goddamn Facebook today that you met a nigga, he was cool and everything, blah, 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 and all that, you feel what I'm saying? But you can't fuck with him because he had a thin dick, you feel what I'm saying? That's like one of these, and then turn around, you'll be the same woman turn around talking about some, why niggas is all in the looks. You feel me? You see a nice girl, blah, 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 and all that right there. But if a nigga say, nah, she ain't fine or whatever, you feel me like you so shallow. You call me shallow. Blizzum, you shallow.
Why?
Call yourself Blizzum. You shallow.
It's okay for you to be shallow.
You say he was a nice guy and all this other shit, but then
yeah.
He said, oh, but he got a thin dick. I can't fuck with him. Well, what the fuck makes you any different to me?
I be shallow. Like I said, I be shallow. I claim my shit. If I'm being,
yeah,
if that make me shallow, hell, I'm damn shallow.
Keep
that shit to yourself.
Well, I'll give you props for owning up to it. But I will, in fact, mash your ass at the same time.
If I'm gonna put some miles on my pussy, it's gotta be worth it.
Do you give up the pussy because of the dick is thin or thick?
No.
Or do you give it up because it's a hold on, listen. Do you give it up because it's a nice guy that treats you good or what? I mean, why?
No, it's plenty of nice guys that treat me good, and I still don't.
What is the requirement and the criteria for me being able to lick on your pussy?
I have to have, well, that especially, and I have to have, like, more of a mental connection. It has to be, like, a full circle type thing with me.
It don't sound like a lot of mentality going on right here.
He can look good and treat me well, but that don't mean I want to sleep with him. You know what I'm saying? So, it just, with me, it just depends.
Okay. I guess I don't know what it takes then.
Yeah, you probably don't. But hey, I know.
Cause she'll be
the same one
that called me shallow and all that, and said I'm all about the physical and all that. And then she turns right around and puts
but
on FB
cool,
about how this guy's
right.
So nice and cool, but he's got a little dick, so it's nothing. You contradicted yourself when you did that.
The thing is, I'm not trying to have no relationship. If I'm looking for sexual satisfaction, why would I sleep with somebody that I feel like would not be able to give me that? If that's what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying?
That's
that don't
what
even
you're
make
looking
sense.
For.
No,
hey, I mean,
I'm
what she just...
Plus, I'm looking for that plus other things, but I need for you to be able to satisfy me sexually. If I'm going to go there with you, I need for it to be a satisfying experience. So I don't have to be bouncing around from nigga to nigga. I need to be able to sleep with you, and you satisfy me.
So are you admitting that you would bounce around if it wasn't, you know...
No, no, that's the point. I don't bounce around. So that's why I'm saying if I'm a sweet with you, I want it to be worth it. I don't bounce around. So if I'm going to do it with you, I want to be doing it with you. And just
Bow.
All right, so let's get into the goddamn shit. Episode 92, of course, is self-prejudice. You know what I'm saying? All right, Keith. Now, what do you do when you know for a fact that, you know what I'm saying, somebody's downing black people or saying something about black people, you understand what I'm saying, and you know that motherfucking shit is true. You feel what I'm saying? How do you handle that situation?
You can't really argue about something that's true. You know what I'm saying? I do, you know, let them know that not all black people are that way. And maybe, you know, depending on their environment, that's what they come across. But all you can't just group us all together. You can say, like, a lot of black people or whatever. But, I mean, if it's true, if it's something that I've known to be true for the most part, I don't really argue with them. But, you know, I let them know not all of us are that way.
Okay. Now, what was the last thing that you saw or heard, whether it be a news story or you witnessed it yourself, that just made you just for a second cringe and be damn near embarrassed to be black?
Man, when that John Malvo stuff jumped off, when they, him and his son was sniping people out of the trunk of the car, I just knew that was a white person.
Uh-huh.
You remember when that happened?
Yeah, but you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Pay attention, everybody. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. We on the line with Key and the homie Nooney Jr. Episode 92, all right? You understand what I'm saying? Listen, one thing about that right there, when stuff like that happens, that's really not indicative of what black people really do. So when that pop off and it end up being a nigga, yeah, I do be like, damn, I can't believe it was a nigga. But since niggas really...
But see, that's why I made it crazy, because I was expecting that to be a dude, I mean a black person. That's why I'm saying, that's why I cringed at it. Because certain things you see or hear, it's like, yeah, you know a black person did that. But that was one thing, and I was like, I can't believe that was a black person. So that's one of the things made me cringe. I cringed because I was shocked by it.
True. I understand. All right. But like I said, if somebody pops up and they're a serial killer, if they found out they black, like right now, that's a stigma that's attached to white people. So if you white right now and you on the line, every time somebody finds out that there's a motherfucker that goddamn cut some motherfuckers up into pieces all around four states and ate their bodies and shit, and it turns out it was a white motherfucker, if you white and you listening to K100 right now, feel free to goddamn hit the number one and be like, I'm embarrassed every time I hear another motherfucking white male serial killer motherfucker around here, because we are indicative of that. That John Malvo sniper shit, that was some really white people shit that white people normally do, but this nigga did it. And I understand why you said that, damn, why they had to be black. That's that one that made you feel like, damn, they was black, damn, why they had to be black. But that's really not too much indicative of what we normally would do. I'm talking about something that you know that's some real nigga shit, and that's that ignorant shit that niggas do.
Like they were saying, like with the killings, a few years, it's maybe been about 7 years ago when the dude killed like seven people. And one of them was kids. He killed, like, the girlfriend, the sister, the nephew, you know, the kids and stuff. It was eight people in one house, and he killed them all because he was mad at the girlfriend and then killed himself.
Right.
So that's some stuff. I'm like, what the hell? You know, you killing kids, you know, shot one of the little babies in the arm. He was seven, and he went ahead, so he didn't get back to him. You know, that was just some stuff that was really just, you know, sad and sickening at the same time.
Okay. Now, what about before I go to the next caller? Because I got a couple people raising their hands.
Okay.
I'm coming to y'all. 404, you up next. 850-748, you after that. 770, and then 580. And then 361. Okay. What about some relationship shit? What are some goddamn prejudices about black men and women when it comes down to relationships that you find it hard to argue with, that you know for a fact black men and black women really is like that when it comes to relationships?
I guess when it comes to, like, them, like, to people not taking care of their kids, like me and I, but nowadays it's men and women. You know, that shit is trifling. When you trying to, you more focused on getting your hair and your nails done and your kids looking like damn garbage pail kids. That's some real, you know what I'm saying, that's one.
That's one. I'll take that one. That's definitely one. I see that all the time, and when people say shit like that, I kind of find it hard to argue with, because I see a lot of women that do that bullshit. What about the men?
With the men, just with them not even being there, period. Not even, you know, you quit to lay your dick in some pussy, but you don't want to take care of the baby that pop out of it. Yeah, that's sad. That's, you know, I can't argue with people about that a lot of times.
All right. That's the one that I'm gonna pick, everybody. That's the one when it comes down to black men. When they say black men don't goddamn take care of their kids, I find it real hard to argue with that shit right there. Because at the end of the day, I know a whole bunch of niggas who don't take care of their motherfucking kids, dog. Way more niggas than I do that actually take care of their kids. And it's sad. I wish it wasn't like that. But at the end of the day, I know a whole bunch of niggas. I know way more niggas who don't do right by their kids than niggas that do. I wish it wasn't like that. You feel me? But Blizzard, when people bring that shit up, it's kind of hard for me to argue. What's happening, Noonan?
Hey, Blizzard, if I had to ask you to guess, what percentage of black men do you think take care of their children without being forced, without being threatened by the daddies and the brothers, just off top, you know, like, could you just guess, like, just throw a percentage?
If they ain't threatened with child support and going to jail and all that kind of shit, I say about 30%, 30-40% take care of
them. I was gonna say 25.
Yeah,
I was gonna say 20.
Yeah, it's, and I'm just going by, I'm rounding it off by people that I know. That I, situations that I know about myself personally. You feel what I'm saying? I'm rounding it off like that, man.
When you throw the courthouse in there, then we get up to about 56%.
Right, because niggas don't want to get locked up for child support, so they gonna goddamn do the right thing at that point. You feel what I'm saying?
It ain't like they doing it because they want to do it though. They just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
When a lot of you women get beat on and cheated on, y'all have sex with a nigga just to shut him up, but you don't want to do it. You ain't into it. You ain't even wet. It hurt.
That's why I see the point. What's my last question? Is that my last question?
Yeah, that's your last question right there. That was it right there. Let me take some of these other calls. I got quite a few people raising their hands. Stay on the line, though, of course.
Bow.
All right?
Bow.
That's right. Bow. All right. 44484. You rocking with K100 Internet Radio. What's popping?
What's up, Blue?
What's going on with this?
What's Pop, man?
Oh, Pop, why in the boy? Yeah, my homeboy Pop, man. My homeboy, we got damn, you know what I'm saying? We clicking the crew, you know what I'm saying? We still folk. You know what I'm saying, with the rap shit, you know what I'm saying, from back in the goddamn day, nigga, we was all one click and everything, niggas is branching off doing their thing, but you know what I'm saying, niggas recognize good niggas, you feel me? I just ran into this nigga the other day, man, I'm glad you called the show, homie. What's going on?
That's right, what's going on with you, man?
Well, you've been on the line for a minute,
listen, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, thanks for calling the show. You see how the show operating, so if you want to talk about the subject or whatever, before I get into that, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100 Internet Radio. This is your chance to vent. If you about anything, goddamn, there's some shit that's been getting on your motherfucking nerve. You want to air a motherfucker out live on the air, you can go ahead and do it right now. What's popping?
Man, I'm cooling, man.
You good?
I'm good, bro.
All right. Hey, one time for goddamn. One time for living the high life. You know what I'm saying? For niggas, goddamn, they ain't got no drama going on. That's what's popping. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you heard what we're talking about when it comes down to the actual episode, what we're talking about, episode 92. You understand? Self-prejudices, things that make you kind of like be like, man, niggas really do be on some bullshit, and you black, but you goddamn got to admit that a lot of times niggas be with that fuck shit and you can't really deny it. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, when somebody bring up some shit about black people and you know for a fact that shit is true and you kind of be shaking your head, be like, man, goddamn, what niggas? Niggas and flies, boy. You understand what I'm saying? How do you handle that? If somebody bring it up, do you kind of argue with them, or do you just go ahead and say, man, you know, you're right. Niggas is like that.
It depends on what it is. Like, in some cases it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like when folks say we don't know how to get together without shit popping off. You know what I'm saying?
I've been
somewhere because. Same situation, we can get together and goddamn not shit pop off, but then by me being a little older, you know what I'm saying, the younger niggas do goddamn fuck it up sometimes.
Yeah, true that.
Every time we get in a public place, you know what I'm saying, what I don't like is like, I ain't gonna say, well, you know, all our talk, we got our little slang or whatever, but we're in front of white folks and we calling each other nigga and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit, it's kind of one of my pet peeves. Not trying to be fake or anything like that, but, you know, just don't show your ignorance in front of these folks, cause this is what they thinking about you anyway.
Right. That is, I can understand people that get mad when niggas say niggas, you feel me? Now, I do use the word nigga, and anybody listen to this show understand I use the word nigga. If you listen to my music and shit, you understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I do use the word, but I do be mindful. I do be mindful. I will admit that when I am around, you feel me? When I am around some white people, you understand what I'm saying? I will make a conscious effort to try not to use the N-word. I know some people might say, well, listen, that's blah, blah, blah. But look, man, it's a time and a place for everywhere. You won't goddamn be in the goddamn church. You won't be in the church house saying, cussing like a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's not really just being a fake nigga or some shit. You feel me? At the end of the motherfucking day. You feel what I'm saying? It's just goddamn about having goddamn, you know, some sex, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, I try to make an effort not to do that when I'm amongst non-black people. You understand what I'm saying? I do make an effort to do that. Now, what about, what was some shit that you heard that happened recently, my nigga, that really made you shake your head and just be like, God damn, boy, niggas be on some other shit?
Well, you know, folk might get mad at me about this shit, but fuck that shit. Bishop Eddie Long.
Aha! Aha! Of course. Go ahead. Do tell. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, my thing with that whole situation, you know, a lot of folks say you can't don't judge them, but when other motherfuckers get on the news and shit happen, motherfuckers quit to say the nigga stupid or this, that, and the other about, you know what I'm saying? But now it's a bishop involved that a lot of folks following, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk about the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
my thing with that is, you know what I'm saying? How the hell y'all, these boys 17, 18 years old, ain't going to say they were goddamn persuaded into this shit. You know what I'm saying? 17, 18, well, I was getting milk pushed. I knew what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? But with the bishop, though, you know, I just heard it was a black man that goddamn got so much power, that blood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Blood. And I hate a black man with power fall, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, bro, I'm like that too, man. Like I tell everybody, man, you feel what I'm saying? Besides the fact that I wish it wouldn't have been another preacher, because the world is hard enough, you feel what I'm saying, as it is. People need something good to believe in. You feel what I'm saying? So I really hate when people, religious leaders, get into shit like that, because it's bad enough out here. That makes people lose faith even more. You feel what I'm saying? And then they do, and they just be like, fuck it even more, and they do more crazy shit. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, I wish that it wouldn't have happened. I don't like when shit happened to preachers. You feel me? But at the same time, I will lambast his ass because, A, he should know better because he is a preacher, and I hold him to a higher standard. And like you just said, the fact that he a black preacher make it even motherfucking goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Just make it, you know. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I wish he wouldn't have been black. I wish he wouldn't have been him. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. But I totally agree in that point. Yeah. Go ahead, Nune.
Hey, something that old boy just said. Now, when we end up losing that faith because we see our role models doing that type of stuff, you know, or when we do wrong, I notice that a lot of black people also say, just pray about it. Which I'm not knocking prayer, so all you religious freaks, don't get mad at me and don't start tripping. Well, you know what? You can get mad at me because this is K100 Radio, and you can say what the fuck you want to say. But all people always lean on God. God, God, God. Like, you know, you don't have to pray to God. You don't have to tell nobody that you're praying to God for God to know that you're praying to him. If God is who you say he is, then why do we have to broadcast it? Like, you know what it is. Like, people always pray to God. It's always pray to God. But the same people that be saying it, they're not being godly themselves. So that's something I notice black people always do. They always do that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that, especially the older people and the women, they always, like, bitch, you was just sucking dick for a quarter outside, and you talking about pray. Like, be for real.
Right. Yeah. I understand
black
that.
Black people are full of shit, you heard me? Period.
It's always going to be an argument when it comes to religions anyway, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, folks, you know, if the argument came up with the little dude, and he was saying he finna lose all 25,000 members at the end. But like I told him, if he lose them members, it's because they were praying, they were worshiping, they were worshiping God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me on that?
Exactly. Now, before I go to the next caller, then make sure you stay on the line, Pop, because I got that blowing money loaded up.
That's right.
I'm going to run that, but I'm going to ask you one more question. 850-748, you on deck. and then 404, and then 678, y'all on deck. Please stay on the line. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio. You rocking with Blizzum. I'm the host. You feel me? I got my homeboy, Nooney Jr., on the line also with me all day. You feel what I'm saying? And I got my homeboy, Pop, from the Heavy Hitters on the line. You feel me? He fuck with Young Jock. You understand? He on that new swag team compilation, and I'm going to run that Blowing Money. You feel what I'm saying? That he got on that new swag team joint that Jock put out. You feel me? The mix CD. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm going to run that since you called into the show. You feel what I'm saying? I just loaded it up while you was talking. Hopefully it take a minute to process, but it should get through by the time the show over. Hopefully. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we go to the next caller, I see you 850-748. You on deck. What about relationship-wise, Pop? What are some stigmas when it comes down to black men and women, when it comes to how they are in relationships, that you really kind of find it hard to argue with?
How they say we don't know how to treat women.
Uh-huh.
You know, but a woman, they feel, you know what I'm saying, got to carry themselves a certain way for a man to treat them a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be wanting a man to treat you like a lady, and then you out here acting like bitches and hoes. That's like, I ain't never understood how I don't knock a woman that script, but at the same time, how the fuck can I give you so much respect when you degrade yourself, getting on stage, goddamn, showing your body, that's supposed to be sacred. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do go to the goddamn strip clubs and see this shit, but at the same time, how can we respect y'all when y'all doing this type of shit?
Uh-huh. Exactly. I understand that, bro. Real talk. I understand that. All right, stay on the line, homie. You feel what I'm saying? Don't hang up. I'm going to run that Blowing Money as soon as it gets through loading up. I'm also running Nooney Jr. and that O-Dub. So I'm going to play three songs tonight, people. If you kill me, goddammit. I know the conversation be so off the chain. I got four more people raising their hand right now. I think it's... hold on. Stand by, Pop. Don't hang up. I'm going to run that, though. All right?
All right.
I think I see my 850, and I'm going to open up my homegirl line. I think that's her real quick. Hold on. 850-748, you on the line. I think I see my homegirl, Ruby from Candy Crush. Ruby, is that you?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, mama? I got your mic open, too. If you got some background noise, if you can kill it for me, I'm going to let your mic stay open, all right?
Okay.
All right. 850-748, you rocking with K100 Internet Radio. What's going down?
Yeah, what's going on, man? This your cousin Eric.
Oh, what's happening, cuz? What's up, man? Alright, this is the first time you called the show, ain't it, man?
Yeah, I've been listening, man. It's been a minute. I ain't seen you in a while.
Man, what's happening, man? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm just sitting
here. How everything going with school?
Oh, you already know I graduated. I just got me a job today, so.
Man, well, hold up. Hold the fuck up. Who said niggas don't goddamn go to school and graduate and shit? Kill yourself, motherfucker. I'm glad you called. Goddamn it, you can goddamn dispel some of this negative shit I'm bringing up tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Right there, nigga. My people, my folk, nigga. Okay, got a degree in what, cuz? What you got a degree in? Tell them again.
Motion graphics.
Okay. Matter of fact, you need to get your ass to Atlanta ASAP so we can work on some video shit, please.
Oh, I'm already up here. You already know that.
But how the hell you in the A&O? No, now I got to kill you.
Niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Blizzum. I bet you he doing a white person video right now. Goddamn Bon Jovi rock and roll Nirvana type shit.
Well, you know, he's a high yellow nigga now. He's a high yellow nigga, y'all. Well, now.
He's a house nigga. My Elsa, why don't you let me just back you and call it My Elsa?
No, this is my people, man. All right, Eric. Before I go on, it's Mashing Motherfucker Monday. First things first, you got anybody you want to air out? You got any grievances you want to air out before we get into the topic?
Nah, shit, I'm cool, man.
Okay, well, of course you are. God damn it, you a single black man with no kids with a fucking degree. Why shouldn't you be cool?
And he's fucking light-skinned.
Alright, so you heard what we were talking about, but I'm pretty sure you chimed in, you understand, because of that. Now,
yeah,
you heard what we were talking about, you understand, when it comes down to black people. What are, first of all, how do you handle it when you be around people and they saying some negative shit about black people that you actually know is really kind of sort of true?
It all depends how they come off. Because they coming off, like Perzu said, coming off racist, thinking everybody that way, then I got a problem with it. You bashing everybody and you going too far. But
right.
if you come in regular, you talking, which I feel the same way. I sit there, I talk about it with my other black friends. But I'm talking to other girls. I'm talking even white. It don't matter what race you are, if I'm talking about it. Yeah, if it's the truth, I'm going to speak on it. But you got to come in the right way about it.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. Now, what about what is an event that you've seen recently that makes you just shake your head and be like, damn, man, niggas, man, I kind of almost made you embarrassed to be black for a minute.
I got two things that have been on my mind for a while. Like, one, like just the other day, I go on Walmart. They got videos on YouTube and stuff about it, how people get these food stamps. Okay, I understand people need food stamps, but I'm in there trying to get some food. I'm getting, like, I got what I need. But then you go and see these people, they got three or four buggies full of food, but they ain't even doing shit. They deserve all that food. They sitting there taking everything other people could be getting, just using the government money like that. And that's what get on my nerves about that kind of shit.
Right, right, right. So you don't like motherfuckers living off the system. You feel what I'm saying? Not working, but getting a whole bunch of free shit when you done went to college, got a degree, got a job, and all this shit, and you can't even get food stamps, can you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you know my parents. I'm a military kid.
Right.
So we have enough money. We can go over there and get what we want to get, but we don't sit there and buy all the food out of there. And I understand you need food stamps. Because some people need food stamps. If you're actually trying to do something for yourself, you need food stamps. Okay, cool. But don't go in there and buy the whole store when you're living off the government.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Then another thing I got where, like, all this time, like, 80s, 90s, and all this stuff, even early 2000s, black folks be sitting there talking about white people, how they trying to act like black people, wearing baggy clothes, wearing do-rags, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, about 4 years ago, now it's cool to be a rock star.
Right.
Now you're trying to be like the white man.
Uh-huh. Ah, okay. All right. So you kind of embarrassed when niggas start wearing skinny jeans, huh? And you didn't like that, huh? I didn't like that bullshit either, nigga. I didn't like it either, nigga. You motherfuckers ain't skateboarders. You ain't Tony Hawk, nigga. Kill yourself.
Ain't nothing wrong with skinny jeans.
Nah, fuck that, Ruby. Fuck that, Ruby. Fuck that, Ruby.
Skinny jeans.
Fuck that. You a boy, Ruby. You can wear. We want you to wear tight skinny jeans, Ruby. Niggas don't need to be wearing these tight ass skinny ass goddamn skateboard jeans and shit. For what?
See, that's the thing. They don't even do it right. Because just like white people, when they do it, they wear clothes that fit them. But when black people are doing, they wearing all this shit. They got to sit there and jump. They spend 30 minutes trying to get their pants on.
all right, I get that. all right, touche, cuz, I can get that real quick. What about relationship-wise? And I see A5, I see Shay on the line, and I also see 361 on the line. Then I got to get into this, because I got three songs to spend tonight. Okay, what about relationship-wise, cuz?
Yeah, so I feel the same way everybody did about kids, like especially from a male's point of view. Cause I say the females, they do it too, where they put themselves in that position to have it. But the dudes, they do it too. So you know you don't want kids. You know you don't want to have kids. Strap it up. Do something.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to other females, like with a whole bunch of black females I bumped into, and I don't see it with any other race, is a lot of black women. Okay, yeah, it's new time. Women have their rights. I don't judge you whether you're a woman or a man when it comes to doing certain stuff. But if you want to be ahead of the line, you can't want somebody to open the door for you and then want to be in charge too. You got to take one or the other.
Aha! Yay! Either you want chivalry or you want to be INDEPENDTA. You know what it means. I think I spelled that wrong, but you know what I mean. Whatever, motherfuckers. All right, ladies, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Young black man with a degree just told you. What you gonna do? You want me to hold the motherfucking door? You wanna shut the fuck up when I'm talking? Take your pick.
Yeah. I wanna speak on what the other guy said about like what everybody talking about, didn't wanna pray. That's, I agree 100% with him. Where everybody say pray, and it's like, okay, yeah, you gotta pray. But the problem with a lot of black people is they do the praying, but they don't wanna meet, like, God ain't gonna do his stuff all for you. He wants you to meet him halfway.
Right.
Too many black people just say pray and they don't want to do nothing about it. They expect it to happen.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Just pray about it, child. Just pray about it, baby. You hear me?
Right, right. I understand that. You know what, though? And all right. So I'm going to stay on the line. Stay on the line, cuz. I'm going to answer two more calls and I'm going to get into this music, man. Don't hang up, all right?
All right.
All right, hang around, man. Appreciate you calling into the show, though. That's what's up. Family support.
All right, man.
I'm fucking with it, all right? All right. So, welcome everybody back to the show. Welcome to K1 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. All right. I'm finna get ready to go to Shay Shay line, and then I'm going down to where the hell 361 go? She hung up that quick. Okay, she'll be back. Before I go to Shay line, Ruby, what do you think about what we're talking about tonight? Then I'm gonna go to Shay line, and 361 don't call back. I'm going to the music. What I got my homegirl Ruby from the Candy Crush show. You feel me? She's another Blog Talk Radio person that's in my immediate Blog Talk family, and my extended family also. What do you think about what we're talking about, Ruby? First of all, let's mash the motherfucking Mondays. You got anybody you want to mash?
Yeah, I do. I want to mash Noonie.
Oh, shit. Why you got to mash?
I want to mash Noonie for playing our sex tape on fucking BTR yesterday.
What the fuck? The fuck? I thought you were gay, nigga. How the fuck? Wait a minute.
He played it. He played the part where I was slapping him. He played everything. And I don't appreciate that.
You played a sex tape? I thought you were gay, Ruby.
That's another topic. That's another show.
Noonie Jr.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to let that ride. You feel me? I'm going to let that ride.
I was kidding. It wasn't me. But
listen, man, after your after party and on my show, I'm going to ride her ass for what the fuck she just said. But back to the topic.
All right, back to the topic. Game, I'm coming to you, homie. I see you. Don't hang up this time, please. Stay right there. Real quick, Ruby, and Shay, of course, I'm getting to you. Real quick, Ruby, what do you think about what we're talking about tonight? Episode 92, Self-Prejudices. How do you feel when you hear somebody talking about black people and they paint them in a negative light and you know that shit that they're saying is actually true? How do you handle it? I lost Ruby. Damn it, man. She'll call back. Game, Shay, stay right there, Shay. I'm coming to you, Shay. Game, you got to get ready for a show. I'm going to open up Game's line, then we'll come to you, Shay. Game, what's happening, homie?
What's up, man? I'm just listening in.
Let me open Ruby line real quick. All right, she back. Ruby.
She Peter Pan.
I don't know. Ruby.
Yes.
Okay, here you go. All right, she back. Go ahead and answer the question then. I got Game on the line, too. His mic is open also. Shay, stay right there, Shay. I'm coming to you, baby. Don't go nowhere. Ruby, how do you feel when you hear people talking about black people in a negative light and shit? You feel what I'm saying? And I'm gonna need for her to get on the house phone. She done dumped out again. Game, go ahead, Game. I ain't fucking with Ruby. She fucking up the floor of my show. I'm mashing Ruby tonight. Yeah. Calling me from a cell phone. Go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah, you know, basically, man, I was listening to everything that go on, man, but I just want to make a point. I'm not too sure if somebody else already made the point, but, like, black people as a people, you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like out of all the nationalities, we the only nationality that's referred to as a people of unity, and that's what we always been. Like, when we fucked up in the game, they always have us all together. So on the strength of that, you know, understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't agree with the brother early when he's saying black people is lazy. You understand what I'm saying? It's in our genes to always want and have more to consume. So on the strength of that, a lot of people need to just, you know, well, us blacks, you know what I mean, we need to just start sticking together a little bit more and be a little bit more unified like we was in our motherland and our tribe. You understand what I'm saying? And don't be afraid to, like, a lot of us, we afraid to let knowledge go. Spread that knowledge so we can all elevate together. Because when one is up and the other one is down, it makes a lot of turmoil and animosity against each other. So as a people, all I can really say about everything we're talking about is just, like, let's start sticking together. If you at the job and your boy is there and he's slacking, pull him aside and be like, yo, man, let's team up. Let's get this shit popping. Don't let Javier and them niggas get all the hours this week. Because,
right.
You know, when I used to be, like, working and stuff like that in the warehouse, I used to get hired with a couple of my boys, and we would be the crew. So where the boss just didn't bother, as long as we did our work, we basically did what we want to. And that's what a lot of other nationalities do. Like, you go to a farm or a warehouse, you see 10 Mexican niggas all carpool together. One can't make it, the other one will go get them. And that's what we got to start doing, showing a little love, showing love to get love.
All right, exactly.
I do. Hey,
I do agree with you, but, you know, when people try to do that, you know, and I, and you know, to this day, I still do it. I still help out K100 Radio and tell all my friends to add them. But you want to know what? He and Webby from Trent Entertainment and Derek from Savage Life Entertainment are about the only black men that has accepted my help and have not went back and lied on me, hated on me, and been negative. So when I still do what you just told me to do, these niggas don't appreciate it. These niggas call you a fag. These niggas don't. These niggas get mad when you try to help them. That nigga, I don't need your motherfucking help, pussy-ass nigga.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you have to make what you're doing a trending topic. You understand what I'm saying? Majority rules. So if everybody out here getting right and hooking people up, other people just going to do it, just like with these skinny jeans and shit. It was only like 4 or 5 people wearing them at first, but everybody wanted to be a part of that. They made that a trending topic. Just like with the rap game, when people was enlightened and breaking down black power and being political about it, it trended. So this is what we got to start doing. We got to pay it forward with the trending or just kill these niggas with kindness.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
And you can't beat that. You can't beat the love.
Right. You're right about that. You got anybody you want to mash on the show tonight, gang?
I wanna mash all the ladies that listen in and that's on our friends network for not clicking on my links for the UGG boots and the booty bra. I'm promoting that.
You have to go to game site before we get into all that. That's gonna take up too much time. One more question before let me open Ruby's mic back up. Ruby.
Yep, BTR keeps hanging up on me.
I had to mash you because you keep calling me from a cell phone or some shit. You all out of range, and I keep going to you, and you got there, see the pan in it, like game with
Ruby. Ruby is fucking big, man.
No, I am not.
Well, let me ask you, Ruby, and Shay still there. She K100 faithful. I know she's going to stay. She's going to hang around. I'm going to get you, Shay. And I got to play these songs. But real quick, Ruby, and game, real quick, I'm going to ask both of y'all. What event for Ruby and Game? What event that has happened recently in the news or that you've witnessed personally has made you just be like, God damn, just shake your head and be like, God damn, niggas, man, just make you just damn near be embarrassed to be black because niggas is perpetrating this straight up stereotypical shit that niggas is supposed to be doing.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, this guy robbed Bank One down here where I stay at, and instead of taking a getaway car, he walked.
That's just a dumb motherfucker. That ain't got nothing to do with the... I don't want to put that on niggas. He's just a dumb motherfucker. I'm talking about some typical nigga shit. What about you, gang?
And this is serious, too, man. The other night, I was up late, and I was watching Paul Moody, the comedian.
Uh-huh.
And he was breaking down some shit about the actors out here that dress up like women to cross over to that all-around... stardom and like Madea, Martin Lawrence,
Bing
Rees and shit. He was saying like how he would never compromise his character as far as doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just wish like all the brothers out there, Will Smith and everybody out there, like calm down with the gay shit because I'm like seeing a lot of things on World Star. There's a lot of gay shit going down, and it's just like they're injecting that into the minds of the youth. And I got 4 boys, and I'm not really with that. So when I see a guy on television dressed up like a woman and portraying that role, I know it's about your money and character. But at the end of the day, you're portraying an image that stains the mind long as the television is going to exist.
Mm-hmm. That kind of goes to what Nooney said about when people say a lot of niggas is on the low and all that, and he was like, he can't argue with it because a lot of these niggas is doing a lot of gay shit. You feel what I'm saying? I kind of think that goes with what Nooney was saying earlier. You feel what I'm saying? Along those lines. Okay. All right. Well, you two guys stay on the line. Let me get to these other callers real quick, and also I got to get to the music real quick. Real quick, game, tell them how to get to your joint, and then after that, Ruby, I'm going to let the people know how to get to yours. Go ahead, game.
Yeah, we're going at it tonight at 11:30 p.m., you know what I mean? Also, a Blog Talk Radio show tonight is Make It Monday. Call in, make or break the music. We start at 11:30 tonight, 347-237-5272. All music is welcome, and tomorrow's Air It Out Tuesday is 11:30. And if y'all listening tonight, make sure y'all vote for Blizzum State to State.
Yes,
song on
that.
Make It Mondays tonight. He's
right,
the only
right.
one that's following suit and getting people to call in and posting up on the event page. So
right.
call in and vote for that state-to-state Blizzum M.Blaze on Game Under DVD Music Radio.
All All right, go ahead, Ruby, real quick.
Well, okay, y'all can catch me on Candy Crush at 5/4 Central, and it's basically the sexual side of hip hop. And you can reach me at 858-769-4738, or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Candy Crush.
All right, thanks,
catch you on the, can I just catch you in my damn bed?
She is gay. I can tell you she's gay.
She's not gay.
I don't know.
She's not gay.
I don't know, man.
She's gay in the yard.
Suck my dick last night. She sucked my dick last night.
Oh, why you? Why I gotta suck the dick, dude? Why I gotta suck the dick?
Give me that fucking pussy,
you heard me?
Motherfucker, stay on the line, everybody. Stay on the line. All right. All right, stay on the line. Stand by. Please cut your backgrounds off. Shay Shay, what's popping, baby?
I'm cracking up over here. Why are they trying to change Candy?
All right, Shay.
Have something?
I just have a problem with goddamn attractive gay women. I don't like the ugly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have them ugly hoes. You know what I'm saying? I don't like attractive gay women. You know what I'm saying? I have an issue. I take issue with that. Okay, Shay, real quick. First of all, it's Mash Motherfucker Monday. Run it down, babe. Who you want to mash? Of course, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what? I was going to say that one, but I have a more serious mash. It's something of a serious nature tonight.
Okay.
I need to mash my deceased co-worker's ex-boyfriend. That no-good bastard.
Uh-huh.
Who just happened... I'll tell you that part last.
Mm-hmm.
He was at work, left work, went to this chick's house, killed her, and then went back to work. Mind you, he is a police officer.
Ah.
And that morning, he was working as a crossing guard with people's children. What kind of sick people do we have on the police force to do something like that?
Let me go ahead real quick. Oh, stop. I've already had the episode Death to the Shield. Fuck the police. Go back, look it up. I hate police, as everybody knows. I hate police officers. All right? I lost a couple people in my fan group, in my fan page, when I blasted those motherfuckers. I guess they was fucking with a cop or some shit, or maybe their baby daddy or their brother was a cop. Fuck them in the ass. I don't care. I have an issue with policemen. I don't like them. I don't like the cops. I feel like they when it comes down to it, they show more loyalty to their badge than they do to their own race, decency, and anything else. Now, I heard about this story. This guy is a fucking police officer, comes home, kills this chick. What is he, buried in the backyard or some shit like that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All
yes.
This shit, this nice girl that happens to be a coworker of the homegirl, Shay, you feel me? So I will, in fact, of course, mash this motherfucker. All right, you feel what I'm saying? All right, I will in fact mash him, okay? Because at the end of the day, you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know for a fact, okay, that if he was not a cop, it wouldn't have took them that long. And then if he was not a cop, they wouldn't be trying to hide this shit. This shit should be on Nancy Grace, national news, all that shit, okay? But nobody's talking about it. They're trying to sweep this shit all up under the motherfucking rug because it's puss-ass is the motherfucking police, all right? They don't want it to get out. Abuse of that, fuck abuse of power. This motherfucker's crazy. And first of all, what kind of organization, how is he there to protect and serve? They don't do cycle valves on these motherfuckers, okay? They don't goddamn have random tests for drugs, anything, you know, I mean, what they do for drugs, but just not to check and see if these motherfuckers are just stupid and crazy and shit. You feel what I'm saying? They get away with all kinds of shit. You feel what I'm saying? And the fact that he was a cop, he probably wasn't even a suspect of him. That's why she was missing for a while before they put two and two together, right, Shay?
Yeah.
Of course, it took him forever to put the shit together that he did it, giving this motherfucker the benefit of the doubt. So I'm mashing him and the police force in general. And that's enough. I don't even want to give him any more of my airtime. Okay, Shay. Because I got to get to these songs. I only got 30 minutes left, so I got to play all these songs. Let's get into it. Episode 92, Self-Prejudice. All right. Well, first of all, how do you handle it when somebody says something about black people that you know that's true? You know it's true, okay? And you know it's some negative bullshit, but at the end of the day, it's kind of hard for you to argue with it because you know that's how niggas is. What do you do? How do you handle it?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on where I am, who says it, and how they're saying it. I mean, if they just, like, just popping off at the mouth, just being all, just, to me, being disrespectful in my presence, then, okay, yeah, I got to check that. I'm going to, I won't say politely, but, you know, I'm going to appropriately address it and, you know, let them know. Because at the end of the day, you know, right or wrong, that's still my people. I mean, I ain't going to let nobody else talk shit about my people. You know, we might be a little bit wrong, some of us, in that respect, but it ain't up to nobody else to check us. We got to check ourselves on that.
Right, right. True that. So, okay, what about, what event or anything lately that has made you kind of just shake your head and be like, damn, black people, man, you feel me?
Okay. this is not funny, but I'm just thinking of the scene in my head. Okay, this is what I hate to see. When I see chicks in the grocery store, you know, with their kids, mind you, kids be acting a damn fool, jumping all over the place, running all over the place, you know. They in line, hair done, nails done, kids running around looking like ass. And, you know, they up there paying with their food stamp card, you know, getting their wick or whatever, talking about what they going to wear to the damn club. What?
Right, right. I understand that. That's kind of embarrassing. That kind of makes
me
like these motherfucking niggas over here getting over on the system. They don't want to work. They just want to come in here. They talking about going to the club and shit, but they on food stamps. They probably ain't even got a motherfucking job, but they got
Thank
money
you.
To go out to the club. Kids looking like baby.
That's my
kids.
Point.
Yeah.
I'm like, you going to the what? How about let's go to work? I mean, like,
right.
you know, when you going to go pay your bills? Talking about
right.
going to the club.
Bow, bow, bow.
It just disgusts me.
Right, right, right. All right, so what about relationship shit? When it comes down to guys and black men and women in general, when it comes down to sex, what do you think? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, go ahead.
Well, you know, some of the little stuff, you know, it is kind of true. I mean, I may not be myself, but yeah, I've heard chicks sometimes talk about, you know, how they get over on guys and stuff like that, and that ain't right. I mean, you know, they shouldn't do it. And that kind of, like, feeds into the stereotype about, you know, what they think about, you know, black women and stuff like that. So, you know, in that respect, you know, when they be talking junk about, yeah, girl, he spent this much on me and spent that much on me, this, that, and the other. I'm like, really? That ain't nothing to talk about. You don't say stuff like that. You don't brag about stuff like that. I mean, like, you just want somebody just to spend on you for what?
Right. Gold diggers. Right.
Basically.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. Well, stay on the line, Shay, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay on the line. Now, I see I got two more calls, but I got to get into the music. All right? So my other two calls, I see my homie T. Lewis, I see Keisha F., and I see another 678 number. I'm going to get to you guys after I run the music, but I got to run into the music, all right? So I'm muting everybody's mic, all right? And I'm getting ready to go into the song. Now, this is K100 Internet Radio. Everybody knows I only run independent music. I only run cats that's on the come up or whatever. I'm going to run three songs tonight real quick. Hopefully we can, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to run two for sure, but hopefully I can get that third one in too. First song is going to be my homie Pops. He called in for the first time. I'm going to run that joint that he's got on the swag team mixtape with that Young Jock executive producer. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to run that joint Blowing Money. I'm going to run that Nooney Jr. after that, and then hopefully I got enough time I can run that nigga O-Dub's joint. You feel me? O-Dub, I got you, dog. I'm going to run your joint. You feel what I'm saying? So do not hang up, people. Please stand by. This is great music. I know you probably never heard of it, but these are independent artists, and the only difference between them and your favorite rapper on TV is somebody got a deal and somebody got a budget and some of them don't. All right, but at the end of the day, music is music. Good music is music. All right, I know these songs are hot. I'm going to run with them. You feel what I'm saying? So first, the heavy hitters, Blowing Money. Then we'll take it from there. All right? Let's run it. K100 Internet Radio, man. You rocking with the best. Blizzard. Stand by.
From the sky like the roof missing. Shout is standing there some cash with the shoes missing. And I'm still throwing money, niggas shooting the shit. You see a nigga walk by, gon' shoot your bitch. Cause she gon' stalk me simply cause she know I'm rich. I'm going ham, getting cheese, nigga, extra chips. I told them haters once before, I got extra clips. But we ain't gon' get into that cause that's some extra shit. I like my money ATM fresh, extra crisp. Tell the waitress bring an extra fill. I hope she got an umbrella cause it's raining. kicking in the scratch. So a little bang. We tsunami season. They just some scatter shower. Two things to show. Money and the power. Almighty dollar. Cash, check, chips. I throw it at the stage. Watch La Mama dip. She on her knees and hands. I'm about to bust a band. Bend over, show the world. I throw a couple grand. We walk through the door. A good chance of snow. Grown man dough. Covered on the floor. Some call it bread. Payment finance. Riches, bankroll. Guacamole. No matter how it goes. I throw that legal tender. Heavyweight member. Nigga, I'm
believe it. bosses, because these women can't be trusted to. Love don't live here no more, somebody tell me if it do. And my kinfolk be telling me to pray to Jesus. I'm doing that but still screaming free fever. I'm talking to the preacher, but most of them is evil. So I'm talking to myself, can I live and stay legal? Man, I'm talking to myself, I can't trust my own people. Second to the last, I ain't gotta say your name, I know that you don't like that. They say a nigga don't know what he had until he lose it. Can't blame you for leaving me, look how I used to do you. Since you, I had two chicks that I consider to be my old lady, but they really wasn't hitting it like you was hitting, baby. You was off the chain, them hoes don't love a nigga shit, baby. You was off the chain, had a nigga straight hood like crack cocaine. When you left me, I ain't gonna lie, I went insane. Watching on the wall, making all kind of crazy phone calls, falling out with my dog, with my really thought that they was fraud. Because of you, I know how to treat a woman. When I see a woman, I appreciate a woman. I gotta value like I value my mama, and that's true. Spit you with my lover and my partner, baby.
Life entertainment, I've been hustling, and since entertainment, playing the grind,
If you fall from the sky, I'll touch you in my arms, cause you're the reason I shine. girl, you're my Bonnie and girl, I'll be your Clyde. So together we ride, I'm right by your side. We can stand as one or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you and this is not lust, it's me and you against the world, girl. So it's
you're
just
my
us.
Star. I wanna be where you are. Yeah, you're my star.
My star.
I wanna be where you are. If you fall from the sky, I'll touch you in my arm, 'cause you're the reason I shine.
I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking with that old W nigga, yeah. I'm fucking with that Noonie nigga, yeah. And I'm fucking with that motherfucking heavy hitters nigga, yeah. You're not rocking with the motherfucking best product of Sun Blitz, I'm on K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks everybody, hold on, get my music right in the background. 100, man, that's what's up, man. Class is a motherfucking session, you see what I'm saying? Big shout out to the homie Noonie Jr. Big shout out to the OW. Big shout out to the homie Pop that's on the line from Heavy Hitters. You feel what I'm saying? All them joints was rocking. You feel me? Three different types of styles and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Three different types of joints. But I was digging and feeling all of them. You know what I'm saying? I want to appreciate. And I appreciate and thank all the artists for, you know what I'm saying, submitting music to the show. Once again, if you're an artist or you know anybody that's an artist, the way to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio is send it to K100 Radio. That's all one word, the letter K, the number 100, K100Radio@gmail.com in an MP3 format, not Wave, not Windows Media or anything like that right there. Holla at your boy, man. Rocking with it, man. I'm only rocking with niggas that's on the grind coming up. I don't play big name niggas with major deals and shit already because them niggas got enough budget and enough goddamn exposure as it is. I'm rocking with the shit that you ain't heard, but the shit that you might need to be hearing. You feel what I'm saying? Over my homie Noonie's line back up. You feel what I'm saying? What's happening, homie? You might back open. All right?
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, I'm rocking with that motherfucking joint, man. You feel what I'm saying? I'm rocking with that joint. Like, actually, it kind of was like going with what we was talking about, though. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, you said,
yeah.
You can't trust your own people and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Fucking with that beat, yeah. When is the Noonie Jr. and Blizzum collab going to happen, man? What the fuck, man?
Hey.
Damn it.
Hey, it's coming sooner than y'all think, man. It might be bigger than just one song collab. It might be more because, you know, we got an underground cult following, man, and
right.
we gonna make it happen.
For sure. For sure. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning back into the show. Episode 92. Self-Prejudice and Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Had some people that waited for the whole time online to talk. Ruby, your mic is back open too, baby. I got my homie T. Lewis on the line and then my homegirl, Keisha F. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What's going on?
Man, appreciate you hanging around through all the music and everything. You feel me? You like that music? You fucking with it?
Yeah, man. I just gonna say, man, all that was tight. I liked all those.
Right,
I like all of those.
That's what's up, for real.
I ain't mad at that, for sure.
All right, first of all, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. You dig? You got anybody you want to get in?
No, I don't really got anybody I need to mash today, tell the truth. I'm good today, though. So.
Okay, all right, that's good. No problem with that. We like niggas that's living drama-free lives around K100. You feel what I'm saying? We like that shit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it. That's good. Now, okay, episode 92. Let's get into the goddamn proceeding this evening. You understand? You already know. So, go ahead and, hold on, let me get my paper. Okay, I got it. All right, now, the first question, of course, is, how do you handle it when you hear somebody talking negative or whatever about black people or whatever, and you know for a fact that, for the most part, they fucking right. You feel what I'm saying? How do you handle it?
I heard some people say it earlier. I was listening online before I called in. It really, honestly, depends on how they come out with it. If they seem like they have, like they above like what black folks do and stuff like that, with like they don't do it, then I got a problem with it. It's like, oh, we never do anything like that. But it's just like, but if it's true, regardless how they coming about it, there's really nothing I can really say, especially if I agree with it. But I'm like, dang.
Uh-huh.
Ain't lying. So I'm like, what can you say? Because behind every rumor, there's a little bit of truth behind it, though. So.
True that. All right, so what has been an event or that you've seen on the news or in your personal life or whatever, what event have you witnessed that kind of made you cringe when you heard it and kind of just shake your head and be like, ah, damn, man, niggas, you know, it kind of made you, you know, embarrassed to be black a little bit?
It's several events, but the one that stick out is we were talking one day about a couple of white dudes. One of them I didn't really like because, you know, I didn't too much care for him. He was always about telling racial jokes and stuff like that. But one white dude was cool, but he was like, "Hey man," he said, "Hey Kent, what's up with the brothers and being players? And if they aren't players, why do they have to have all of the white women, especially the big fat white women that they want? They don't ever get like an attractive white woman." And I was like, "Hey man, I don't really know what to tell you." So I said, ain't all black guys, they really like pimps and players and stuff like that. So like about a good 2 weeks later, the FedEx chick that come in and deliver the stuff to our office and everything, she said she was pregnant. And we were like, really? And we didn't know she had a boyfriend. We were like, she was always talking about she was single and stuff like that, but she would talk with one of the managers. You know, it ain't that many IT managers out there that's black. So it's like, we only got one. So next thing you know, later on, she had the baby, and the baby was dark-skinned. The baby was black. Like, gone. It's like, it had to be this nigga here. It had to be this nigga. And the messed up part about it was the nigga was married and everything. So he turned out the nigga was masking the chick in his office.
Uh-huh.
And that's what was going on. We were just like, God, no, man. We were just talking about, I just said this. All niggas ain't like that. And all of a sudden, this nigga is going to get this white girl mad fingers off, and this ain't no she pray.
Amen. Ah!
Oh,
damn it, man.
Then a nigga end up getting fired for some other nigga stuff, but I was like, God, dog, man. I'm trying to hold these niggas down, and they just coming back with it. It was too much.
What can you do? Okay, what about the relationship shit? What about any, what's your thing with black men and women as far as relationship-wise and shit that you just kind of can't argue with because you see it all the time in relationships?
I think I heard somebody else say this one time before about black men want to be in control. I think I heard somebody say that one time earlier. I think
black women?
Agree with
you
that.
Said black women or black
yeah,
men?
It seems that black women want to be in control a lot.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that, and I think I kind of got to agree with that. I don't care how mild-mannered she is, it tends to be. Some of that always tends to come up that I it's like they want to be more the man than the man. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that a lot.
Uh-huh. What do you say to that, Ruby?
It's true.
She says it's true.
Now, Ruby, I can understand her being wearing the pants in a relationship, so.
yes.
Ruby don't win when no need to.
Uh-oh, Ruby.
Speaking of which, I heard about a sex tape. I heard about a sex tape early on.
They are going to have to address that on their show. I have to ask these times, but I got 7 minutes. It's a rumor that Nooney Jr. has a sex tape out on Candy, but she said it's not.
Whoa. Hey, I don't want nobody to miss the after party, but after y'all get done with the after party, y'all come to Nooney Jr. Live. And y'all check me out, 347-934-0213. 347-934-0213. When I know enough people on, I'm playing that sex tape.
Right. All right. Stand by, T. Lewis, and I'm going to go to Keisha F., all right?
Yeah, man.
Keisha F., please say the babies. What's happening, mama? What's going on? All right, so you... You've been hearing the show. You see, of course, you know it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Somehow I know what you're gonna put out there today.
Yeah. No.
I've been on Facebook with you today, so I pretty much know what you're gonna mash. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Give it to the people.
I'm gonna mash my little Minute Man, this little homie I got.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm gonna say. Mr. Lightning / Thunder.
Coming too quick. You're mashing him.
Yeah.
But you said he was a well endowed brother, but he just, you know.
Yes, it's a waste of me.
Ah, waste of me, she says. I mean,
it is a waste. I mean, honestly, there's no need of having so much of it if you can't hold on to your stuff. I mean, it's got to be some type of mutual thing or something. I mean, focus, man.
I'm mashing it, nigga. I'm mashing it for you, Keisha. Damn it, man.
Thank you.
Please, can it last longer than this, people? And that's it. Please.
I mean, it can get last. Please.
All right. Okay, Keisha. So, you heard what we've been talking about today. And episode 92, of course. Self-prejudice. All right. Self-prejudice, mm-hmm. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the bullshit that goes on amongst our own people. And once again, everybody, if you're black and you're on the show tonight, my homegirl from Texas called, but she was like, I hope she calls back. She was white. She wanted to, but every time I tried to get to her, she had to hang up for some reason. But hopefully she calls back at least in time for the after party.
Impatient.
I know, man. It's rough. We got 4 minutes, Keisha. Let's run it down. Okay. How do you handle it when you hear black, when you hear people talking about black people and they doing some nigga shit? You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, they're basically telling the truth. How do you handle it?
I mean, you can't help but agree with it sometimes. That's the worst part about it. I mean, every time, you know, there are always the little outliers, little standouts, people that are just doing stupid stuff anyway. But, I mean, sometimes you just can't help but agree. I mean, if it's something that's just downright wrong and I know it's wrong, then I'll say something if it's appropriate for me to step in and say something. Otherwise, I just sit back. I mean, they're going to be what they're going to be. And every okay. race has them.
All right, you're right. So what event that you've witnessed personally or maybe been in the news, national news, local news, that made you just shake your head and goddamn be like, damn, niggas, man, it kind of makes you almost be embarrassed to be black?
That thing that was on in Birmingham, the little guy that was sneaking in, trying to rape the little sister, that stupid video they made, although it was funny and I laughed at it, that just made me feel like they did it again.
Right.
They did it again.
Right, right. I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
well, they made a remix. You somebody when they made like a YouTube remix too, and the dude was acting all retarded and shit. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That shit
was
real nigga.
It was funny. I did laugh.
I laughed with nigga shit. I laughed at Eddie Long, and that was some bullshit with some black people. You feel me? I mean, a lot of the shit is sad. It'd be funny and shit, but at the same time, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Why us, man? Why we got to be? Why they got to be us? Okay. Yeah. So what about when it comes to relationships? What about relationships when it comes to black men dealing with the opposite sex, men and women? What are some stigmas that you know for a fact that are pretty much true or that you think is true when it comes to black people? Oh, I see the homegirl from Texas, so I'm trying to get to her too. Go ahead, Keisha.
I don't know. I mean, I think they say, you know, black women are crazy and all this and that. I mean, I don't think any person is crazy unless they have a reason to be crazy. So I don't think that it's necessarily black women.
Okay, so you don't think that, but you don't think all black men are dogs or all black women are drama queens or anything like that right there?
I think they at least need a chance, I guess, but some of them just when they open up their mouth, you know, right off the bat, I don't even have time to deal with you because you're not really about anything right now, sir. Please step away. Thank you, kindly. That's about where I go with it.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay, all right. Let me take this one last call. Please, if you want to stay around for the after party, I'm going to have one tonight. And then after the after party, you make sure you check out the Nooney Jr. show real quick. But let me go ahead and go down to 361 because she's called back in again, and she wants to get on the line real quick. What's happening? What's happening, homie? Homegirl?
You got to give me a minute. Hold on.
I got to give you a minute. Well, I'll come back. Stay on the line. I'll come back for the after party. You can all right. Head out on the after party. All right. I don't know what she's doing, y'all. Sounds like she hold on a second. He hasn't pulled out yet. Wait a minute.
She called the show.
She ate. Hey, man.
She called
the
show while he beating it.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
She sounds like a man. She was like, I don't know. Hold on. Let me just give me a second.
Nah, I bet she's on the line like, oh, what the hell? Okay, everybody, we're going down to the last minute of the show. As everybody knows, if you don't know by now, you can hang around for the after party, okay? You feel me? All you have to do, the show stops streaming in about 60 seconds, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run my outro music in a second. You feel what I'm saying? And if you want to hang around and continue this conversation, I'm going to open up all the mic lines, okay? And everybody will be like, it'll be like an open forum, okay? So if you don't hang up, if you're on the line now and you don't hang up, you'll still be able to talk to everybody. You feel what I'm saying? But the actual live streaming section of the show, ends in about 40 seconds. You understand? I want to say thanks and shouts out to everybody that called into the show. Shouts out to the homie Pop from the Heavy Hitters. Of course, my homie Nuna Jr., which probably is going to have to leave so he can start his show. And make sure you check his show out after that. And shouts out to the homegirl Ruby from the Candy Crush show. You feel what I'm saying? All right. And shouts out to everybody that called into the show. You feel me? Really appreciate this movement and everybody supporting this movement. All right. I'm gonna run the end music real quick and stay on the line. Okay. If you wanna listen to the after part. All right.
What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. Jail.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show, you dig? We going live for the motherfucking after party, you understand? I'm glad everybody knows who's on the line, okay? You feel me? Let's open up everybody's mic. That has a hand raised, and it, actually, if you're in the after party, your mic pretty much gets open unless you got some wild background noise going on. I'll mute it, okay? Michigan girl, she's on the line. She didn't want to talk, but I got her mic open. My homie Pop still here. Looks like Shay.
What's up?
What's up, Ruby? Still here. I see T. Lewis, Keisha L. Save the Babies. I see Key. She's on the line.
Hey.
All right. Also, I see the homie AJ from the 713. He's on the line. And I'll open up 361's mic. I don't know if she can talk yet. If she's got some background noise, I'm going to check out. Okay. Welcome, everybody. That's not her. I got her mic open. Okay. Welcome, everybody. Hold on. Somebody got a lot of background noise. If you're driving in your car room, windows, please. All right. Driving in your car room,
windows.
That's Keys, Mike. Key, I had to mute you, baby. You got to go somewhere else. I can hear you. I had to mute her mic. All right, everybody else's mic is open. Everybody
else's mic is open. I had background noise.
Everybody else's mic is open. What's going on?
Hey, they pop, man.
What's going on, man?
I just want to appreciate you, man, for showing the love, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's up, man. You know, I told you I was going to do it, dog. I told you. I got y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to me, to my homie Young Jock. You know what I'm saying? For fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? Being real. Because a lot of niggas that make it, they don't fuck with their homeboys. They, you know what I'm saying? They go elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He came back to the hood and got us, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Working with us. So, shout out to Dre and Tiny, Big Tiny, the Wrinkle, you know what I'm saying? Heavyweights, man, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
But, dude, I got to get up out of here, man. I just want to tell you, appreciate it, man. It's much love,
right,
man.
Hey, tell them where they can find your music, dog, real quick. Tell them where they find the music.
They can go on MySpace, Heavyweight Music.
All right.
HDY. We took the A out because there's so many heavyweight records, heavyweight productions and all that, you know what I'm saying? So it's Heavyweight Music. You can catch us on Facebook too. Heavyweight Music on Facebook. So
all right. All right, man, make sure you go to the K100. Go do a search for K100, man, and y'all like the page so I can find y'all, all right?
All right, that's a bit.
All right, Pop is gone. I got your mic. All right, Key, your mic is back open. I got your mic back open. All right, everybody else, what's up? What's up, 361? You're also on the air. Can you talk now?
Man.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Was it good, baby?
He was getting it in.
All right. You know, man. What's up? Well, did you want to... I'm going to go ahead, everybody, hold on for a second. I'm going to go ahead and let her talk real quick because she didn't get a chance to talk live when the show was streaming. You got anything you want to mash or anything you want to say about the episode that we had tonight since she didn't get a chance to talk?
Something I want to mash. All right, it just happened. My boyfriend, he called me with some bullshit talking about I broke the camera, the digital camera, and all this and that, and we can't afford it, and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the day, he ended up apologizing and acting all fucking scary and shit. I just want to mash that motherfucker right quick because I didn't even do that shit. And for him just to just accuse me of some bullshit, some petty ass shit at that?
It could be so funny.
Hell
right.
No.
Yep, had to mash her. Right. Hey, who background is that? Who is that? That's your background?
It might be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody got shit to fuck up. Okay, somebody be quiet in the background. All right, now. That's what's up. I got your mash, okay? Key, you had hit the number one. What did you want to say before I got offline?
I wanted to say something about, you know, when the men were like, the women like to be in control and they're bossy or whatever.
Go ahead.
that kind of stems from over the years how the men have been absent in the homes. Not that I'm taking up for the women, because I don't do that. You know, personally, I like for my man to be the man. But here's the flip side to that. Since a lot of men aren't in the homes, you had men being raised by women, so they don't even know how to be the man. It's like, let me be the man, let me be the man. But you was up under your mama the whole time, or you was around, you know, the dudes in the street just telling you to get ass, but they never taught you to be responsible for a household. So then when you meet a female and she's accustomed to having to take care of the home and play both roles, it's like, oh, you just want to be bossy, you want to be in charge. Well, maybe it's the fact that she may not trust in your ability to be the man of the house that you need to be.
True that. Yeah. Anybody want to respond to that? Any fellas on the line? Fellas? Ladies?
I would agree with that. I have no problem with agreeing with that.
Like I said, most women, if the man can be like, I've been on my own since I was 17, holding it down, but I'm always going to let my man be the man. I want him to be the man and nothing less than that, and I'll give him every opportunity to be just that. So, you know, as long as you can play the part, it's cool, but when you're not playing the part, don't get upset when I have to step in and take over.
I've had a few cases where I thought it was actually funny, because I'm like, I remember we went looking for houses one time, and I didn't say anything because I knew most of the time what the dude was talking was a bunch of bull. That was right before the whole economy crash and everything, and dude was trying to charge way too much for the house. And so she's trying to talk to him, and I'm sitting here like, let me talk to him. She's like, no, I got it. And I said, Lord, Jesus, Lord, she's just going to take over the whole thing. I said, the man is going to charge what he's going to charge for the house. So I just sat there and didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
So by the time we was over what we'd done, we left. And I said, I told you the man wasn't going to come down out the house. Well, you didn't say anything. I was like, you told me to shut up. So I'm going to shut up. Why am I gonna argue with you and him about the price not coming down? Well, I'm like, for real.
I feel what he's saying. I understand that. The thing about the thing that women that you have to keep in mind is even when a guy wasn't taught the proper way to run a household or whatever, and maybe you have, and maybe you do know more about whatever, it's all about tact. It's all about how you say what you need to say.
Yeah, I agree.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's true.
All about, we'll accept that, you know what I'm saying? But you can't try and sun us down and make us, you know, try and little boy us. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about your presentation. You feel what I'm saying? It's all about your presentation. You know what I'm saying?
You got some women that are straight up and tell you, like, well, I'm used to men doing this and doing that, basically telling him that he ain't no man. And I'm thinking, that's crazy. I've had that happen to some of my boys, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
exactly.
Like, hey, she really told you that? I'm like, dang, what you going to do about that? And I'm like,
He needs to leave after that.
Right. It ain't nothing to do. I got a mask. So I need to mask everybody.
Oh, go ahead. You didn't get a chance to talk during the show. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get ready and go out. But I want to mask my manager for calling me on my cell phone while I'm on vacation to ask me how to run a report that she should know how to run.
Okay.
After she tried to put me on blast at a meeting last week, and act like I didn't know how to do my job, then you're going to call me and ask me how to do your job while I'm on vacation? Nah. Ain't no problem.
First of all, I wouldn't even answer the motherfucking call if I did.
Oh,
you
no,
go with us. You got call ID.
I got call ID. I did not answer. She left a voicemail basically begging me to call her back because she needs to have her report in by 12, and she don't know how to run it. I ain't call ID back. I don't know if it got in or not.
Damn.
And I really don't care
because
I ain't there. I did all my work before I left.
Well, I mashed her ass. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't call that motherfucker back after if she did some underhanded shit to me, not recently, and then you supposed to know how to do that, and if you don't help her, you feel me? She gonna look, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to make you look bad. I wouldn't even call her ass back. I'd play like a bitch. I'm in the Bahamas, bitch. I ain't getting no service. Kill yourself.
I ain't call her back. I did not call her back, and I really don't care. I'll find out Monday when I get back what happened.
Right. That's how
I would have been messy.
I'm going to come left for a voicemail and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation. I'll have to answer that when I get back Monday.
That would have been good. I'm just saying, I damn sure wouldn't have helped her, especially if she tried to stab you in the back recently. Fuck that. No way. No way.
And she did, so nah. She didn't get a call back. Damn it. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm on vacation. I'm about to party. It's my birthday in a few hours. I don't give a damn.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. What's up, man? Well, you know you got to get it
happy
in.
Happy birthday
get
from the war, baby.
Great one for me.
Thank you.
Great one.
I plan to. I'm getting ready now. About to head out in about 10, 15 minutes, but I have to call
K-100. What club are you going to?
I'm going to Tongue and Groove and then the Gold Room.
I heard that bitch be jumping on Monday, too. I got to get down there on the Monday, man.
Tongue and Groove, the ladies is free till 11:30 and you drink free till midnight. So I'm going to go get all my drinking in till midnight.
There you go.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Happy birthday to you, though. That's what's up.
Thank you.
And you still had time to call Kate. Honey. Yeah.
I want to tell all the men that I don't think all black men are lazy either. I don't think black men are lazy.
You know, when they were saying that, I kind of was like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it has a lot to do with your environment and what you used to being around. Now, I know a lot of black men, they might work, but they don't want to pay child support, but they'll work, you know what I'm saying?
I think when Nudie said, and I meant to interject, but I didn't. But when he said, you may have niggas sitting over the bush, but you might have a Mexican that come over there and work for $2-3 less and ain't going to work harder. Well, that's the point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas not going to let themselves be pimped a lot of time. You ain't finna goddamn work the hell out of me and pay me shit and treat me like shit because niggas feel like fuck that. And so the Mexicans come over here and they got even worse. Situations over in Mexico where they feel
that they, does that mean they're being pimped or does that mean that they just ungrateful?
Look at where I work.
They make hella good money and still don't want to do shit. So what's the explanation for that?
I don't know. I ain't finna go out there working your motherfucking farm for goddamn all day picking your goddamn shit like it's goddamn sharecroppers and cotton and goddamn slave time for goddamn minimum wage either all day picking your strawberries either. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. $10 an hour. Hell no.
I ain't mad about that.
You know what I'm saying?
And if I do, I'm selling some of them strawberries on the side, for real.
Hey.
Gotta get a hustle.
I don't mind getting fired on my day off if it's $7 an hour. I get fired on my day off like Craig behind some shit like
that.
Can I speak on another race?
Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to talk about white females because I am a white female, and we are portrayed as something totally, I get portrayed as something totally the opposite, right? Like, I'm typical blonde hair.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm typical blonde hair, colored eyes, and they want to already see me up the top as ditzy or naive or stupid or trampy even, and goes out and sleeps around. And you know, man, you heard the stereotype. I ain't gotta tell you.
We heard it y'all swallow. We heard it all y'all swallow too, by the way, on
Casey.
I'm just saying. Ask me, did we hear the stereotypes? And the one stereotype that we confirmed on K100 was that they swallow. That's all I'm saying.
Can you confirm
or deny that while you're here? Which, by the way,
yes, I can deny that. Yes.
You know what?
Wow. Oh, that sucks, man. Hey, you supposed to represent, mama. Yeah, hold on, wait a minute.
Death.
I respect the woman that swallows.
But listen.
Swallow ain't nothing wrong with it.
Let me address what she said. Okay, I understand that a lot of people. First of all, I have to ask this before I say what I'm saying. Do you date black men?
Yes.
Okay, now. You must understand that you are put into a separate category when you are a white woman that dates black men. You feel what I'm saying? You understand that, you know, people view you as different from other white girls who don't date black men. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they say that white women, since, okay, this is what it is. This is what it is, and I know you know this. But I'm going to go ahead and give you some love, motherfucker.
Is somebody
doing
some head on the phone? It sounds like
it. It sounds like it. It damn so sounds like it.
That's how it sounds when I give it. That's how it sounds like it.
God damn.
God
damn it, man.
Listen, people.
Get out.
All right, look. No, but for real talk. I think that the people, I think that the women, the white women who date black men, they're viewed like that because they say, well, the thing about it is, since we're black people and we're supposed to be like the low people on the totem pole, I guess, nowadays, it's like if you fucking with black men or whatever, you must be that way. You must be damaged goods or something must be wrong with you while you fucking with us or something like that right there. I think a lot of people, especially in your own race of people, especially white people, might look at you that way because that's how they feel. They're like, why would you date a black guy? You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying that you just, that's just what you prefer or whatever, it's got to be some kind of reason behind why you fucking with us because our men, of course, are supposed to be, quote-unquote, besides having good sex outside of that, it's supposed to be that we so fucked up. And we
well,
don't
that
like,
ain't true.
Why would
that
you
ain't
fuck?
Always true.
That's not always true.
But am I, do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we get it.
Right. So maybe that's what that stigma. Of course, you might not want to, of course, you might not fit into that stigma or whatever, and I understand what you're saying about you ain't necessarily stupid or nothing like, because of that, but I think that when you are a white woman that dates black men, I think that's why they tag you like that, because they look so down on us as people. They looking at you like, why are you fucking with them? So they want to go ahead and downgrade you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you fuck
yeah.
with a black man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. So that has a lot to do with it. You understand? That has a lot to do with it.
And another thing, I would want to add, a white woman, any woman, and no matter what race. Now, this goes for all races. Mostly any woman, I'm not saying every woman, but mostly any woman is a strong woman. They can be a strong woman just as much as the next. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because I've heard this a lot, like, oh, white women aren't strong. Like, the black woman's strong. Well, of course, I know that. But, I mean, any woman can be strong because we all go through all the tests, all the heartache, all the everything.
Oh,
and
okay, I know how to say that.
You know.
Yeah. True.
I think they say that because they say they always say the white women tolerate more than black women, so we deem that as being weak. You know, we look
right,
like,
right,
oh, they, you go
right.
to them because they're going to let you do this and this, because most of the time, the first part of that statement is, black women, they always fussing and nagging. I'm gonna go get me a white girl. As to say that they don't do that, they don't fuss, they don't nag, they tolerate things. So I'm gonna go get one of them.
Is that
and
true?
We tend to deem that as being weak. The men have to answer that. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tolerate the shit. They just be real smart about this shit. If they in the sweet ass Savannah, where they get whatever the fuck they want from this rich ass nigga. Then why in the fuck would they...
Okay,
they
but most of y'all not real fans, niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Most of y'all not rich.
See,
for real.
How most black women get mad when they say, oh, look at this nigga Kobe Bryant, or look at these niggas with all this money, Tiger Woods, they're going to run to these white girls. The reason why they do that is because they don't have to answer so many questions. As opposed to they do with
a black
girl.
They can do what they want to do. They can do what they want to do.
Eventually, the white girls, when they catch on, they going to fuck your pockets. They ain't going to complain about all that bullshit because they get all the benefits anyway. And why would they fuck off them benefits and reap the sacrifice of losing that when they could just sit back and wait and then fuck you over even better?
But you know what's funny about that? These same dudes just running out there taking the white girls. They don't take care of their kids. They on TV because they ain't paid child support to their black baby mama, but you taking the white chick. How does that sound? For real? That don't even make sense.
Fuck them niggas. I'm just saying. At the same time, though, I think white women play things a lot smarter than black women do. If y'all had more patience, I ain't saying all black women, but if majority of the black women had more patience with men, with black men, period, then I think it would go a whole lot better between the relationships of us.
I agree with that.
I love black women. I love my black women. You know what I'm saying? I mess around with white girls, but at the end of the day, when I say I do, it ain't going to be to no white girl. I can assure you that.
Hmm. So there you go right there, Key. That's your problem right now. All right. So now you buying into the stigma.
Don't take my patience as me being okay with what you do, because see a lot of men get comfortable. You trying to be patient with them, so they just get complacent all the way. You know, just straight up like, oh, well,
women too.
Both. Hey, look, I don't take up for women when they're doing some wrong shit either. I do not. Like, these women that y'all was talking about that belittle their men, talking about you not
right.
man, you not this. I can't stand them type of bars. They need to go kill their damn self, because you sound like an ignorant-ass fool. Because everything you calling him is yours. He your dog. He your lazy nigga. He your sorry mm-hmm. motherfucker. So who are you?
Ultimatum. Perfect ultimatum. Okay, you got it. Just like the caller that came in earlier, they were talking to Blizzard. Talking about the dude nice, he treat her nice, he treat her good and everything, but he
that
got
was
short
me.
Dick.
That was me. But see, the thing is, I'm dating. I'm not looking for a man. I just got divorced. I've been divorced for a year. I'm not
right,
looking for
right.
a man. So when I'm looking for a man, there would be a difference. I'm not looking for somebody to just, you know, so I'm not trying to,
be like that and all that type of stuff. How you know that nigga won't break your back with the size that he got? You ain't breaking that, you ain't like the straw that broke the camel back.
You trying to put that in that type of scenario?
That nigga might run you ragged. You ain't getting nigga opportunity.
You're right, because I don't believe in putting unnecessary mouth on a pussy.
Okay, how can you deem it unnecessary if you never tried it out?
I just keep to myself for now.
I see if you fucked him and he wasn't about nothing.
I might decide to later. I might just decide to do it just to see. Be like, I wonder if that little thin thing can, you know, maybe it can, maybe it's long or something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it might tickle. Maybe it might hit the G spot.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
But he was nice and sweet to you, though, right? He was nice and sweet to you, but you want
to. It's a lot of men nice and sweet to me. I don't do that.
You don't want that
genuine
motherfucker.
All the men that I'm with treat me nice and sweet. I have options. So if I have options, why would I choose the one that I feel like won't please me? I don't deal with men that don't treat me like the queen that I am. You're not going to disrespect me in any way. No man, period. So if I have a choice, why would I even try to choose the one that I feel like is not going to, you know, live up to what I need?
Unnecessary pussy miles right there.
Oh, my God. I've already been too keep this
got
on this phone.
Got to keep the mileage low.
You know what? Fuck that shit. All y'all motherfuckers turn around here talking about niggas with little dicks and shit. Get mad as hell when a nigga talking about a motherfucker
and
how fine a woman is.
But
you feel what I'm
right,
saying? We shallow and all this other shit. When I be like, man, she ain't fine, fuck it. All y'all niggas want a dime, motherfucker, but all the good women might be no dime, blah, blah, blah. But a nigga come around and got a little dick.
Check this out. I got something I want to go in off of what was said before about the whole white girl thing. First of all, just two quick things. First, I heard white girls like facials. That's just one thing. But no, about when niggas want to go mess around, they leave black women alone and mess around with white girls. This is one thing I have noticed, and it's universal. The niggas will approach the white girls different than they approach the black girls.
They'll have more respect for her. Even if
they ain't got respect for the white girl, they'll go up to Rebecca or Nancy, and they would say, hey, would you like to go out to the Capitol Grill, or what would you like to do? Like the black woman, they'd come up to them and be
Waffle
like,
House.
Hey.
We'll take us to the Waffle House.
Yeah, let's go to the Waffle House. Man, you know you're like going to places like that, man. Why are you tripping? And, I mean, they treat the black girl like they're some homegirl down from the block and stuff like that. So why you got to be all bougie? But the white girl, she want to go,
thank
and she
you.
Ain't bougie. It's just what it is.
Thank
you.
Know,
I'm sitting there like, damn, where they do that?
Blue, why we got to be gold diggers?
What? I don't know why y'all ask gold diggers. Y'all just did.
That's not true.
Just don't think I'm going to say about the gold digger thing, though. Straight up and down, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Keep it 100. It's a Filipino chick and an Asian chick. Straight up and down. They don't play. You ain't got no money, no coochie. Straight up.
Hey, y'all don't say that about them, though.
I ain't never fucked with no one. I'm only talking from experience. Since I ain't never fucked with no Asian chick, I can't talk. I done fucked with enough of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I think my guy got tight, but I ain't never even got the opportunity to fuck with Asian girls. You mean a motherfucking time of day? I'm telling you right now, especially Filipino chicks don't play. I mean, if you even look like you ain't got no money, if you just trying to perpetrate, they just smell it. I'm like, nope. Nope.
I think they just bred that way.
Well, they are bred that way. They are bred that way.
And I was
just trying to smell it out.
I don't think
that it's gold digging or being high maintenance when I just expect you to do. I don't go to, you know what I'm saying, when I eat out and pay myself, I don't go to those to certain type of places. So why would I accept anything less from somebody who's trying to, you know, date me or whatever? I don't see that as gold digging. I just see that as it's certain things I expect. Whether you're here or not, I'm going to do it. So why would I, you know, go on my
standards?
I'm not in the mood for that at that particular time. Don't say, oh, you trying to get in my pocket. Okay, nigga, you got to spend a little more money than Burger King. What?
Man, you know what? That's a bull. First of all, niggas, nobody ain't ever tried to take your ass on a date with goddamn Burger King.
But you act like you too good to eat Fridays, goddamn it.
You ain't too good to eat Fridays, P. Fuck that shit.
I didn't say that. That's not what I want.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, everybody. I got to get the hell up out of here. I said,
ain't nothing wrong with eating that chili, goddamn, 2 for $20, goddamn.
Somebody took me there. I fired somebody for taking me there for that shit. You feel what I'm saying? You hear that shit? She fired somebody for taking her chili for two for $20. Because I don't like chili. I went as a courtesy.
Yeah, you don't like nothing that ain't high priced. Papa Do's, Fun Dippin' Cheesecake Factory, motherfucker. And then you ain't gonna mash nothing. If I don't have to, why do it? All right, we've been to the
gym. Where you go eat at when you by yourself? Where you go eat at when you by yourself?
The same places. Blue. Don't I go eat at the same places? My kids, Cheesecake Factory, Papa Do's, all that. So
that's
I eat at the same places.
Yeah, I think that. My son ain't going to motherfucking Papa Do's. He better take his damn self unless he's got them in an event. We ain't finna just be going to Papa Do's.
I have daughters, so I want to make sure they know that it's more to life than red lobster.
Okay, all right.
Red lobster's ass, too. I can cook that same shit.
Me, too.
All right, I got to go. Before I go, everybody, my son, he can't hear y'all, but he wants to go ahead and say what's up to everybody because you keep coming here and aggravating me. Say what's up.
What up?
All right. He said what's up.
Hello, man.
Hey.
Uh-huh. You know he's not allowed in here when I'm doing the show. All this profanity going on. Whatever, get out. All right, man. I'll catch y'all later, man. Be easy, all right?
All right.
All right, man.
Yep. Yeah.